And now it's time for another Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
Yes, I laugh because children die.
Hey, Mickey.
Who's got a vibrator?
Paladin.
Too bad, so sad. Move on.
Ken.
I got this white powder in the back of my car.
And Fort Max.
Dude, what the f***?
Well,
it's superhero time, and you can actually see us for once. And only once, I promise you that. We are not doing this again. I'm XV. This is the Superhero Time 100th episode, very special. With me on video, alarmingly, I have Hey Mickey.
Yo.
Fort Max.
Lope.
Ken.
Yo.
Paladin.
Hello.
And our guest slash producer, JD Church, from the Damn Comic Book Show.
Yay! I'm excited.
You're on the wrong show.
I bet. Yeah,
you're always excited to be
You've been
here.
Looking for this all day, haven't you?
Jay? Day? Like, month?
I can't wait to see them fail.
This is going to be great. I'm going to get the best seat in the house.
But ever since you finished watching the end of Gokaiger, you've been looking forward to this.
Ah, yes, which was about 6 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the finale of Gokaiger, I think that's going to be pretty much the center point of the show this week, because after almost a full year, actually it has been a full year because they took a week
over
off.
Over a full year. It's been over, because it started at the beginning of February last year, I think.
And February 13th, was it?
Yeah.
How the time flies, I got to say, it doesn't feel like any time since Gokaiger started. It's amazing.
Well, it felt like forever for Gokaiger.
I was going to say, Gokaiger dragged on and on and on, but it was...
Yes.
That's because we actually wanted it to end.
Yeah.
Yes, well, remember, Paladin, at the end, you were the only one still watching it.
Is that like a self-abuse thing, or...?
Well, I joined this show, didn't I?
I'm flagellating really myself with Gokaiger.
Although, I think the I think it would apply more to Ken, because he joined the show after listening to us.
Mm.
Yeah, wow.
You know,
that's a lie. Nobody listens to us.
You know, the first... Well, tell that to
Bearcake
our...
Bearcake does.
Tell that to...
Again, the, nobody listens to us.
You know, watching us live right now, going by the chat numbers, so... Somebody's interested.
Hello?
Yeah. Hell.
They probably just got confused and thought we were doing RFC on an off night, though. I think the first three of you that were on the show with me... I don't really think it's fair to say that you joined out of self-abuse, because you had no idea what you were getting into at the time.
You tricked me, you bastard.
And yet, we're all still here.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame when nobody has anything remotely better to do. I mean, Mickey will even just drink on the show. He won't make a separate event out of it. Mickey, do you have your booze this week?
Not at the moment.
Oh.
I could, well, though.
You'll probably need it later on.
So,
got the pills?
Ah, the pills. Okay, so anyway, we were off last week to make the scheduling for this work. Thanks a lot, Mickey. And but even so, I don't think there was much in the way of news while we were gone, was there?
Just a handful of things.
I know I Am Amazon came out.
Oh, I had to Sky think Rider. About that for a second, yeah.
Sky Rider, yes.
Okay, maybe that was a little obtuse when spoken, but that's me. So go, Paladin!
All right, we also had confirmation of Figo Arts Foes Magnet States.
Unsurprising.
It's not an exclusive because even Tomashi Webshop doesn't know how the fuck magnets work.
Okay, well, I'll...
Might as
I'll,
well be an exclusive. No one's going to be able to buy one.
Know, but, you know, like, Puto Terra was exclusive, right?
No, I don't think Puto Terra was
Puto
exclusive.
Puto Terra came out, like, in August at retail.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's like most of the main show forms are always going to be retail.
Yeah. Now, you know, if Forza had stupid random combos that couldn't be reproduced by slapping modules on, that would be your exclusives. But, yeah. But they learned their lesson from that from O's.
Because yeah, those things I don't think sold, considering they only did two of them.
Yeah, I mean, they even got all of Doubles off forms out, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think those were just retail anyway. All of them were, I think.
No, those came in two packs, which I believe were exclusives.
Are you sure? Because I've been able, because I've always been able to find them for decent prices.
Yeah, because nobody really cared about them, but there was only nine of them, so it didn't matter.
Just wait until Forza gets its love form, like O's had.
Well, they never made a Figo out of that either.
Yeah, I'm surprised that never got any kind of merchandising. It might have got like one of those little keychain figures, but I was never able
to get that. It got that.
But yeah, it needs a proper figure just for the laughs.
Well, so does his Gokai Christmas.
Now that probably...
That could still happen.
Because they got, I mean, they got the mold, so it's going to be the same mold. Yeah, I mean, the only thing they need to do is make a new helmet.
Yeah, they would only have to mold a new head, which that's not a big deal. Or they could just cheap out and paint two visor shapes on one helmet.
What, go all... I shouldn't go there.
Really? Now I think you should.
I was thinking of Sideburn from the last year with the attempted paint on the... over the eye.
Well, that's okay, because, you know, that's fine, because ripping into the Collector's Club is always on topic.
Yeah, but that'll just send us on a whole other tangent right now.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what else, Paladin?
Did we talk about the driver reissues last time?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we knew about them.
I think they happened during our...
Well, it's too late now, they're already gone.
It's been more than 12 seconds since they were announced. Of course they're gone.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But it's interesting, though, what they've done with that. The double driver comes with all six main memories, and the Deca driver is getting plastic cards, which probably will be show accurate now.
And we assume the double driver has the right sounds again.
Well, yeah, because it's a Japanese reissue.
Yeah. I would actually like the Deca driver with the plastic cards, because you don't have to worry about messing them up then. Not so much, anyway.
And I assume it would still read printed paper cards.
Yeah, I mean, it reads stuff you print out on your paper, on your printer, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can print out the custom cards so you have the other sounds.
Yeah.
But the thing with Double Driver is I think it's only costing what the original did. They're not, like, upping the price for the extra two memories.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, the Legend Mobile rights was cheaper.
No, the price will just go up by default because only the scalpers can get their hands on it.
Well, they're still CS. Wait, they'll get a couple dozen of them, probably.
Which will take, maybe. What, another 7 seconds?
Something like that, yeah, but at least it's another chance.
I'm assuming Bandai's logic on this is that no one wants to buy the double driver by itself if you can't get all the memories, and they don't want to release Metal Shaft or the Trigger Magnum again, so...
Nobody really wants the Metal Shaft anyway, because it's...
The Metal Shaft.
Sucks.
Yeah. It's, you know, this big, so...
Oh, there's a good quote.
If only we could retain it on video.
Thank you, Ken, for not disappointing. Or maybe disappointing a lot. I don't know. It depends on what your standards are.
I'm guessing a lot.
All right. So, Toy Fair also happened last weekend.
And there wasn't that much interesting, to be honest.
For anybody.
Got to see the Bolzuka.
And the Barracuda Blade.
We'd already seen those, though.
Well, we knew about them, well, we just didn't actually get to see them. Yeah. Outside of that catalog.
Oh, there was a really good large picture of the Barracuda Blade on, Kmart's website, I think?
I didn't see
it. Yeah, but it's fucking Kmart, so who cares?
Well, it's still a picture of it.
It's still fucking Kmart.
It would explain why nobody knew about it, though, I guess. Because, you know, Kmart.
And Kmart.
But yeah, that happened.
So more samurai figures, more Zords, just basically more of the stuff we have.
Also, apparently, there are actual suits made of the Battleizer Forbes for the girls, too.
Which is surprising, to say the least.
They're announced, but they'll never come out.
Or ever be used in the show, probably. Ah, there we go.
Well, I mean, they'll probably will be used in the show, considering they made, you know, suits.
Well, I guess.
Their episodes will get cut.
Well, what's funny is that in the new opening...
So where were we?
Hi.
What are you on now?
Pink and yellow Mega Ranger or Mega Samurai suit things.
Battleizers.
Battleizers. Okay. Yes.
For Team Hyper Force Go.
Yes, that.
Yes.
Yeah, but in the new opening, they actually show the shot of Shinken Yellow fighting that spinning monster from the RPM special. That, of course, they just used and probably won't actually use in the show. So that
that'll probably be the only appearance of it.
That's one of Shinken Yellow's two whole super appearances.
Ah. Yeah. Yellow's really getting the short end of the stick this year.
Well, in more ways than one, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I noticed in the Toy Fair photos there was pictures of more of those masks, and there wasn't a yellow one. There was a pink one, but no yellow.
God.
I'm not sure what Samurai has against yellow even more than Shinkanger had against yellow.
Well, because yellow isn't pink. Pink will sell to girls. Girls don't want a yellow toy if they can get a pink one.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, Kotoha didn't get... She didn't get a lot of episodes in Shinkenger as it was. It's just it's getting less and less in Samurai, though.
Well, less Samurai is always a good thing.
It is.
Hopefully give Yellow some focus in GoBusters, because otherwise that's going to kind of suck, too.
I mean, there's only three of them, so I imagine they're going to have to by default.
Only three at the start, you mean?
Well, yeah, this is true.
Look how much attention Geki Yellow got.
Huh?
Exactly.
But on the other hand, there's Gokaiger.
Ah, yes.
Well, but like Gokaiger we said, Gokaiger right. exists to dick with our expectations.
This I'm okay true. With that. Alright, so what else?
Do we care at all about Akiba Ranger?
It's crazy looking, that's about it.
Has there been a trailer yet?
No, just launched the official website.
And the picture of
pictures
the costumes.
Of the costumes.
I have not seen that yet.
It's in the Toku thread on AllSpark.
It vaguely reminds me of Powerpuff Girls somehow.
But live action.
Yeah.
If that's not enough to scare you.
Which Powerpuff Girls?
Well, nothing specific, just sort of a vague reminding of.
Reminding.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, Ken, here's the important question. Which Powerpuff Girls is scarier, the American one or the Japanese one?
The Japanese one by far.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen any of that.
I think you should stay that way.
Oh, so that's
probably so.
Ranger. Wow, those costumes.
Yeah, those costumes.
Well, they're not the worst costumes they could have come up with for an unofficial Sentai.
The pigtails on the yellow helmet's kind of funny looking, though.
So it is two girls and one guy, too.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. I should hope, considering the blue and yellow one have bras.
Again, maybe.
Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
Yeah.
Well, we know this could be a new Chi-Chi Ranger.
I think Wingus' reaction is the best. It's like, well, that's different.
Yeah. That's about the best you can say about it. Although I would like to point out that the visibility out of Red's helmet must be terrible.
Oh, God.
Being that half the light is painted over.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad choice.
I thought this was going to be animated, though.
So did I. Just the way it looked, the pre-reveal stuff looked, it almost looked like it was going
to
be
animated.
Yes,
but you have to admit, these silhouettes do look exactly like the actual costumes, don't they?
They do. I just never expected the costumes to look like that.
Of course, on the other hand, you know, the one silhouette already looked like Meteor.
Yeah.
Not that far edge, is it?
No, I guess not.
Meteor should have pigtails, too.
Just third upgrade.
Well, he will when he gets to shower form.
Well, no, that's not pigtails. That's like Wolverine hair.
Super Saiyan hair.
I think that would be bigger, wouldn't it?
That's what she said.
If he's going to have Wolverine hair, then he should fight Scorpio, so he could be covered in Scorpios.
That's terrible.
You're terrible.
So is the show.
Yeah, we're really killing it so far. So, was Akiba Ranger the bottom of the barrel here, or do we have anything else?
No, the bottom of the barrel is the show itself. So, yeah, I think that's about it for the news.
Joy.
Actually, I think the bottom of the barrel is Super Samurai, but... No, actually, I think it's Shin this week.
Yeah, you got a funny story about that, don't you?
Funny story? Oh, yeah, I thought it was shorter.
Well, okay, there is that, but there's the other story you told me just as I was going off to make dinner.
Oh, which one was that?
I'll just sell it. Yeah, where you stopped watching Shin in favor of watching Samurai.
Yeah, basically that.
I don't blame you for that, to be honest.
You know, Paladin, this whole Shin Kamen Rider thing was your idea.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'll pay for this.
Well, in part, you pay for it right now. Remember, this was our bargain. We would do this if you would get on the video.
Are you sure you can see me? I can't even see me.
Oh, I can see you.
Mm. All right, then.
So, shall we get Samurai out of the way first?
Might as well.
Or should we get XV out of the way?
I think it's been put out of the way.
He does not have a cow, man.
Oh. It's nice he prepared for it with that image and everything, too.
All right, so someone do a dance or something to entertain the masses.
Clearly, this is my punishment for the prime rib.
Clearly.
The subprime rib, as Mickey put it. Boy, was that subprime.
Was it a first edition rib?
Yet? No.
No, he was able to get a hold of one.
So did we start on Samurai yet?
We were about to.
Then you died.
And now Samurai will kill you again.
Oh, probably so.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Superb.
Okay, so after, what, 6 months off the air?
Yeah, at least 6 months.
Not counting the specials.
And very we do special. Mean specials.
The very specials.
Even more special
than
this.
They were almost as special as this. Yeah.
Not quite as special as us, though.
So anyway, now Power Ranger Samurai has returned as Power Ranger Super Samurai. It's Super.
Super.
Yeah.
Super Duper.
And, you
Super
know,
Salad.
Well, you know, at least they kind of sort of halfway did their own thing for one episode.
And how did that work out?
Well,
the writing is...
About as well as the Red Ranger special?
Are we gonna summarize this or just kind of...
I didn't watch it, so I don't have shit to say about it.
No, okay.
I don't think anybody really cares.
Yeah, I don't really care to summarize it.
Black Box, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. One thing that strikes me is that... Okay, they've had this black box sitting here for several episodes because they got it. Well, I mean, even just in the number of episodes, it was like, what, 10 episodes ago? I guess again.
No, I'm still here. I have video problems.
It's like all Antonio was too busy fishing.
Yeah, it's like Genta did it right away. Genta did it immediately. Mm-hmm. Had no problems.
Well, Genta is a better
character. Yeah, really sucks. Just by comparison.
As I was saying, Genta's a better character.
Yeah, no shit.
But yeah, that struck me too. You know, they start charging the thing up and then just let it sit for however long unfinished. Because it doesn't really matter that much, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you put your rechargeable batteries back in the charge and you kind of forget about them until you need them.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, yeah, but...
But now you got new toys.
Yeah, they finally used that spider monster again. Or finished
the power version.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of American footage, and none of the really the fighting is really that
great.
Yeah. The only good parts are. Yeah, the only good parts are when they switch back to Shinkenger footage.
Props for trying to use American-made fight footage, though.
Trying, being
the although it was kind of reminiscent of season 3 of Power Rangers, where the monster was rampaging through a suburb.
Yes, that was my first thought. The Song of Discordia.
Well, yeah, they did find their own stand-in for that destroyed city block that Toei likes to use.
Just for a production.
Well, they had one before. They've used it in Mystic Force and Jungle Fury, I think.
And you know, from a production point of view,
New Zealand, Detroit.
Yeah, it blends well enough.
I guarantee it's nicer than the original.
Yeah, I mean. The editing and blending the footage, it works well enough, at least. But that's about the only prop I can give it.
And they did take that stupid narrator part out of the opening credits.
For now.
Maybe they figured people would finally remember it after 20 episodes or so.
Nah.
And 3 specials. And they finally...
Shows how much I was paying attention, though. I didn't even notice it was gone.
Yeah. They finally used Daikai Shinkano.
Yeah, how many episodes did they end up delaying that?
Ever since they got the black box. Ever since the first episode of that spider monster.
So 4 or 5 episodes at least.
More, I think it's more than that even. More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty much Power Rangers Super Samurai.
And it's still Samurai.
And the
but
Super
now it's
Mega
Super.
Mode, the Super Mega Mode looks as stupid as it sounds.
Yes, it does. It is just the same as the... I mean, I realize that all the, you know, Super Shinkenger is just with a jacket. But at least that looks cool.
Battle bathrobe.
It still looks cool, though.
Is
but...
a smoking jacket? Could you do...
It should
like
be.
Good
evening. Especially since it's in Samurai.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Bulk and Spike were actually on screen at the same time as them for once, too.
Hey, how about that?
Even though they were all the way back in the background. Unnoticed.
And they nearly died.
But only nearly.
Well, they have 19 more episodes to get through.
Yeah. Although they did blow a perfectly good camera.
Remind me of that.
Poor
kind of like tonight.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a complete outsider on this. How long has Samurai been going on?
Yeah. if you don't count the special, this is episode 21.
Okay.
Yeah, but
and it started last February.
Time.
A year.
Okay. Yep. Why does it seem like it's been 4?
Because
it's been 3 years since Shinkenger came out.
God.
It's been 3 years since. Oh God.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Or 3 years since it started, anyway.
Mickey, it's been 3 years since Goinger ended.
See, I can believe that, though.
It's been a while since Double ended, too. Poor Double.
And it's been a day and a bit since Gokaiger ended.
Too soon, Fort Max. Too soon.
Ah, oh, it's a little pain.
How long has it been since Dino ended?
It hasn't.
Yes, wait till Superhero Tyson when New Dino takes the spotlight yet again.
Is New Dino in Superhero Wars?
Yes. Yeah, according to the plot synopsis, they go back in time to figure out why.
Dino goes back in time, but I didn't see it say that New Dino was there.
Yeah, apparently it's
how else are they going to go back in time?
Dino pilots the Denliner, owner's there, so...
He can ride a bike on the thing. He doesn't need a motorcycle.
What if he wants to play card games?
No,
play
no,
card games a decade on a motorcycle.
Bicycle, not motorcycle. Go watch Final Countdown again for that really weird scene. So anyway, do we want to blow through last week's Forza real quick?
Yeah, because we're skipping this week's until next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it didn't come out close enough to the showtime.
No, I still watched it earlier, so we can still breeze through it.
Shut up!
I haven't seen it yet, so... I was busy trying to watch Shin.
Yeah, well.
You could have both on at the same time.
Should have watched Forza.
I was busy trying to keep Gokaiger fresh in my mind.
I was busy trying to stay awake when I was watching Shin. I was like,
same here.
Yeah, that seems to be a common problem with that.
I ended up skipping forward to the fights.
I seriously downed the 5-hour energy earlier and. That I was still starting to nod off. That's bad.
And the bad thing is, this was a pitch for a new Kamen Rider series.
And you can see why it didn't work out.
I left the room while he was playing a few times. Go over to back over to Twitter and tweet about it.
And now we can just read his lips.
Yeah.
I guess I'm Cylon-ing, huh?
You are.
Fantastic.
Hey, but the video's great.
Live.
Also, you can actually get up to plug in and plug out the microphone. That's awesome.
Things you learn.
Ah, fixed. Had to sonic it. Ah.
That fixes everything.
So, we're skipping Foes 23?
For now.
And on to 24.
It's space time.
Okay, so. Okay, they're fighting Pegasus. Pegasus kicked Forza's ass. But Meteor landed a really good punch on it. It escaped with the help of, what was that, Virgo?
This is the fast version, right, Ken?
Yes.
It escapes with the help of,
Virgo.
Yeah.
Pretty Virgo. Sure, Kate.
Yes.
Yeah, the
one
reveal
who,
of the
Virgo. The one who isn't probably about to get a trip to the Home for Infinite Losers.
Yeah,
well, we're
but,
not sure of that yet.
Meteor catches a feather from Virgo, and then later on, Virgo tells off Hayame, who, you know, is a sucky Zodiart.
You mean Space Garen?
Yes, Space Garen sucks, as we have learned recently.
Yeah, you need to use these people's real names so we know who you're talking about.
Space. Anyway, they, back at school the next day, the Kamen Rider Club interviews Kijima, the Rakugo guy that is giving the translator so much trouble.
Did anyone ever see what TV Nihon was handling it?
No,
I have not. But we're going to have time to find that out. Anyway, apparently his watch has stopped, which they take notice of. Or at least Ryusei takes notice of.
He's Batman.
Yes. While Ryusei sneaks off, transforms, and rides off, while Gintaro goes to check out the kickboxing club, and then he gets his ass kicked by the whole class until Haruka shows up again.
And he proceeds to practically beat him senseless.
No, not kickboxing club. He went over to the gym.
Gym, I'm sorry. I'm clubs. Kamen Rider Forze. That's what I think of.
Yeah, nice big club to the head.
Yeah. Anyway, Meteor
club, but it's a suit actors club.
Meteor was apparently called by that feather because there was a message left on it to fight Virgo because she wants to find out who the hell he is.
3 o'clock. Be ready.
Yeah. So Virgo fights Meteor while Gintaro fights Haruka. Haruka beats the ever-loving crap out of Gintaro. It's a kind of a fun, well choreographed sparring match, though.
And she's officially the best character in Foes now.
Yes.
Well, she is Space Hurricane Blue, after all.
After this episode, though, I have rather liked the character, so I hope she does stick around as recurring, at least. And it seems like she might. Anyway.
You know, probably can't afford that.
It's not like she has anything else to do right
well,
now.
Well, they can afford Space Garen. They can afford Space Hurricane Blue.
Well, okay, look at it this way. Remember K-Tai 7 we did
and
a couple
she's also
years ago.
The invisible dopant.
Yeah.
The actress was a recurring character in that, and that can't have that much budget compared to this.
Was she a cell phone?
No, she wasn't a cell phone. She was actually a person.
So, yeah, she was actually human, not someone that just got thrown all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
Hurricane Blue is not for throwing.
Meteor continues to bite Virgo, but even his limit break is not stand a chance of actually hitting her. She does make a slip, though, and calls the Pegasus Zodiart a boy.
Oops.
So that, yes.
Or it may have been... Or if, actually, I'm not sure if this was... this. That may have been planned.
Maybe, because... yeah, you can't really tell what Virgo's up to right now.
Virgo seems to be trying to all get in Garen's shit, though.
We can't even confirm that Virgo's female.
This is true. Anyway, after Gintaro wakes up after being knocked unconscious, he tells Haruka to meet him at the school so he can give her some counseling, which doesn't sound like a come online at all.
No.
Yeah, but when she shows up, she finds Forze in there
sitting there and just closes the door.
Yes! Just like, okay, I'm going to go walk away. He proceeds to confuse the hell out of her, asking for her switch. And after some goading, she hands him the fire alarm switch that she apparently kicked off the wall at the beginning of last week's episode to trigger the fire alarm because she got pissed off and is temperamental.
That's quite a kick.
Yeah.
It's super effective.
Just the reaction when she hands it to him is amusing, at least.
And his reaction.
Yeah, because it's like, wait a second. We were wrong this time?
What do you mean this time? Isn't it like the third time they've faked us out with who the Zodiart user is?
Not this much, though, I don't think. Because
well, I thought was where to start with anyway.
No, I figured they were going to pull something, but they seem to really be on it more than like with the Dragon Zodiart, where it was really, really obvious. Because I actually wasn't expecting the Rakugo guy until, yeah, spoilers, they got him.
Yeah.
Until, like, I mean, when this clock stopped, when his watch stopped, I kind of figured that something was going to be up there. But I wasn't really suspecting him after last week. He was just annoying me last week.
Well, it had to be one of the two guest stars, and
yeah, it did. But I just wasn't thinking about it. Especially
thinking about it.
Thinking about it. Thinking about it. Thanks. anyway, speeding it up, Ryusei clues them into what he thinks is going on, while Gintaro apologizes profusely to Haruka and gets some insight on what her mindset is. But they confront the Rakugo guy at a show, and it turns out, yes, after they show all their evidence, that yes, he is the Zodiart. And so Gintaro transforms. He almost gets his catchphrase interrupted, but just kicks the Pegasus Zodiart off so he can finish it. And then goes outside to fight.
Catchphrases are important.
Yes, but as Ryusei runs off to try and transform, Jake follows his lead. So he can't transform thanks to that pesky little secret identity.
Oops.
Yeah.
I still have to wonder how long they're going to drag that out.
And yeah,
you know,
but
Jake did say he was going to try. He was going to learn how to run away that well.
Yeah, he did do that last week. So they kind of
continuity.
Yes. But actually, this week at least, it doesn't press the issue harder because he doesn't get a chance to actually go off and transform. So the believability of it isn't pressed as even harder than it already is, and it's been pressed pretty hard by this point.
Your mom presses it hard.
Yes,
she died.
Anyway,
he already got to make an appearance in this episode, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Haruka shows up. She gets the handshake and clues Forze in on how to actually fight a bit better, despite him shadowing her movements, which apparently the Pegasus guy just really hated her because she took his fan. Really?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, we get a really good fight between Forze and Pegasus, at least. And then he whips out the magnet states, blows it away, because that's apparently all magnet states can do, because it can't move for shit.
Yeah. I think
it looks like he's about to fall over a couple times.
I think they might have made mistakes in designing that suit.
Yeah, at least.
So, do you think the figure arts can have problems with balance?
Yes.
See,
it's a figure arts. They all kind of do.
Not well, them. Although Gokai Red likes to take a dive off the shelf every now and then, and so I think
on the other hand, it's okay with Gokai Red doing it because he doesn't have any pointy bits sticking off of his head.
Well, except I think one of his foot joints is kind of a little busted now.
Oh, so this is after he stuck the sword through his foot.
Actually, it's the same foot. It is the same exact foot. I can't.
Authenticity.
It's a feature.
Is it designed by Microsoft?
Anyway, despite the Pegasus Zodiart blowing up, it reforms and Virgo throws the Rakugo guy's body at it and forms the newest horoscope, Cancer. So guess who we're stuck with for a while?
The Translator's Delight.
Cancer?
Yes, we are stuck with Cancer. I'm sorry to inform you.
Okay, so now...
it's okay, we can take chemotherapy for it.
I was going to say, Forza just needs to get radiation states and we can clear this right up.
Hey, there's still a few switches left. Cosmic states! Cosmic radiation. There we go.
No, he just needs, like, the microwave switch. That'll work, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I can totally see that as being, like, an arm switch, so he just has, like, this whole microwave sliding off his arm.
No, it'd be on his leg. The door would pop open.
I feel really, really sorry for every translator working on this, all three groups, now, because...
Well, you know, with TV Nihon, it won't matter because they just won't translate it.
Okay, I feel sorry for two.
But it'll have like a second of flash text at the top, right? Is that what?
Yes. Well, it'll have a paragraph.
Sorry, yeah. Overtime.
It'll have a paragraph at the top that'll be up there for like a half a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to
run this for JD, don't you know?
There's some good news at least because Haruka now is teaching the entire club how to fight.
Look, let's get the civilians out there in the middle of the battle. Oh, that's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong?
It's not like they haven't been out there in the middle of it anyway.
Yeah, this is true.
Maybe now they can help fight the Dusturds.
Yes, she is a very... Or maybe she can at least help fight the Dusturds.
If she ever shows up again.
Hopefully she's the homeroom... Well, she's the homeroom teacher now, so... She's son of the...
So they won't have any more scenes in the homeroom.
And how often did you see your homeroom teacher throughout the school year?
I was homeschooled in high school.
Well... Typically they show up once and then you never see them.
Even my days off.
Do what?
I saw them on my days off and vacation. So.
I guess your mom brought her work home with her.
Pretty much.
In more ways than one.
But see, it doesn't matter that Haruka is the homeroom teacher because she's not a Zodiart.
Well,
so she doesn't have to be around as much as Sanada was.
Yeah, well,
I can't show any other teachers aside from Suspenders guy.
Yeah, oh, God.
Well, he has the most comedy potential, and I was so happy last week when the photo showed up again, probably for the last time.
Yes. But I'm just going to say...
Until a new one with Space Hurricane Blue.
Yeah, okay. Haruka might not show up anymore, but I hope at least she does, because it would add a nice bit of variety to the cast.
Yeah.
Someone who is at least kind of even-minded, other than Kengo.
Somebody who realizes the absurdity of the situation.
Besides Kengo.
Yes.
And Ryusei.
And the police before they got Gyaust.
Yeah.
So who do we think is going to die first, Cancer or Libra?
Libra. Ooh,
Libra.
He's the oldest one still left.
Mind you, Cancer is a kid, so he's stupid, and thus he might get taken out quicker.
Plus, claw monsters don't last that long in Kamen Rider anyway.
No, they don't.
Yes, but being a claw monster, he might get to eat Libra before he dies.
Sure.
Poor Scissors.
But yeah, I feel sorry for the translators.
Yeah. Well, speaking of feeling sorry for people, why don't we move the show along a little bit?
Yes.
Yo ho, me mighties, it's time for Pirate Sentai action!
Okay, so who wants to lead on last week's Gokaiger?
I'll do it.
Alright!
Alright, so, we last left off the team. Sorry?
I said Cylon us through some Gokaiger. No, you're not. Not yet, anyway.
What?
Just play the damn episode.
Get on with it!
Alright, so we last left off. Team was on the ground, and the sky was clouded with locusts. Zangiak ships.
Same difference. Birds.
So the team calls out the mechs and just starts spamming ultimate powers on them left and right.
It was pretty awesome what they went through, too.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, it was nice to see that. Both some of the stuff we haven't seen in a while.
Or
and,
not at all.
Yeah,
finally
all
got the Mega Ranger's ultimate power, which gave Gozujin the Mega Winger's wings and part of Mega V4.
Yeah. And
so it's the douche wing ultimate power.
No, it's Mega Ranger, not in space.
Yeah, and we get to see Gorengo Kaio again for the last time.
I wasn't expecting to see that again.
Oh,
but
that's a surprise.
What I really ended up liking them doing was combining basically the effect of the Jetman and Dynaman ultimate power.
Yes, and they took out a million ships
and
in the process.
Explosion. That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is one of the best mecha battles Gokaiger's had since the first episode because, just like the first episode, 99% CGI.
Yeah. Yeah. Ghost Ship's mecha battle, without getting the spoilers on it, is really good too, and guess what it also is?
CGI.
CGI.
See, it's something I've been thinking about for a long time. I would like to see a Sentai series completely do away with the suits for the Megazord battles and just do it in CGI. You know, they can do like Rescue Force and make the monsters non-humanoid when they grow or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it could be done. It would make it a lot freer for each.
But given the legacy stuff, I don't think that they would do that just because people would pitch us a fit.
Probably. But I still want to see it.
Oh, purists. What do they know?
Yeah.
Maybe in another 10 years or so.
Well, now, JD, you have to admit the G1 purists did get themselves redeemed 15 years later.
Yeah, that's what I'm more saying. <Yeah. laughs> It's like, it's easy in the Beast Wars era to be like, ah, screw those purists, and now they're all like, G1. Anyway. Truck Nut Monkey.
Well, it's easier to be G1 now because, you know, everything since Cybertron has sucked, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with the exception of the hiccup that was animated.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I like Prime, but...
Yeah, Prime's okay.
The problem is Prime is just okay. It's not great. It's not really bad. It just kind of is.
Well, it's better than everything we had... than the stuff we had before Prime.
Prime is like later Echo Warrior fans.
It's
not horrible to be absurd anymore. It just kind of exists.
That's like saying you'd rather be punched in the face because it's better than being hit with the crowbar than you were that you were being hit with. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
So Mechabattle.
Yes.
Anyway, giant badger.
So they blow up Furimaro, the dragon, and they send Mach Falcon back to Engine World.
Well, I think really only the Pat Striker was seen explicitly just blowing the smithereens. The other one just kind of had explosions surrounding them.
But they could probably come back anyway if they had to.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, it'd be kind of unfortunate. It'd be kind of sad if it was like... Because, yeah, Furimaro just gets knocked off screen. He doesn't blow up. Pat Striker does blow up, but Gal Lion just falls to the ground. So, the ones that were actually...
If it's a machine, it dies.
Yeah, if they were sentient, then they just got knocked the hell out.
Which is bad news for the Gokai Galleon. Because kaboom.
Yeah, they have seeking missiles.
Yeah.
So even though they put a sizable dent in the fleet, the Emperor ain't having none of that shit, and he blows them the fuck up.
Yeah, I will say those crashes are spectacular looking, especially Gozusian when it hits the ground. And takes out 15 city blocks.
Oh.
Don't worry, it's still the abandoned building district.
Yeah. Well, no, this isn't Detroit.
You're right, it looks nice.
But no, you know, as I was watching this battle, it's like, okay, so this is what Countdown to Destruction would have been like if they did it now.
And they had a budget.
No, that's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah. Pretty much. And it does, again, it does kind of justify why Actos was just kind of sitting around biding his time all for this past 10 episodes.
It wasn't that he was a Japanese emperor character, it's just that he was waiting for his millions of ships to arrive.
Mm. Exactly, and it kind of...
So he's a Zentri...
Yeah. Basically, he's poised to take over the Earth and destroy and kill everybody in just a matter of probably a day.
Now, see, I love what he does here, though. Okay, after he blows up Gokaio, he puts a giant hologram of himself above the giant horse, turning it into like a centaur-type ship.
Yeah. It does
And he greets the Earth with, like, hello, Earth and cattle.
Well, he's not entirely wrong.
Yeah.
And then he gives him the speech, there comes the cow. But because the pirates killed my son, I want to murder all of you. You've got 24 hours to lament and ruin your fate. Like, despair.
Yeah. And usually, like, when a villain gives this, like, you know, time to... It kind of feels forced, like, okay, the heroes have to have their time. No, it's really kind of legitimate. We're going to murder all of you pretty brutally. And as soon as sunset comes around. Not even 24 hours, just sunset.
And it's sort of like, you know, so think about that. Have a nice day.
So, the Gokaigers split up and wander around a bit. And, surprise, they run into more old Rangers.
Or at least one.
Well, just one to start with.
Mm. Yeah, and some friends of old Rangers.
But they run into Mammoth Ranger from Zoo Ranger.
Yes.
That's the first member we've had from that team, right?
The only member we've had from that team. I think most of them are, like, retired from acting nowadays.
Well, not counting Dragon Ranger and Guy's coma dream.
Well, it doesn't count.
Yeah, but that's just a suit. That's not like the actual... I guess they did... Did you see... I don't think you saw him, did you? We didn't see him out of suit, did we?
No, just, it could have been Tommy in the suit.
Yeah, for...
It was way too small.
Yeah, they just had... Aubrey Killer.
Yeah, Aubrey Killer, Time Fire, and...
Well, and Aubrey Killer was the only one shown out of suit.
Right. Yeah, at least Time Fire got his, like, gun tap thing going on, but Dragon Ranger just stood there.
Well, okay, what is Dragon Ranger known for besides just showing up out of nowhere and dying? And if he's already dead, what is he going to do? He's just going to stand there.
Yeah, pretty much. And being evil at first. Yeah.
But mostly the dying is what he's known for.
Yeah.
That's not really the reputation that you want, you know? Like, well, who are you? I'm the dying guy.
Yeah. I did like the scene where Mammoth Ranger shows up, though. It was just completely inexplicably. Yeah, it's completely inexplicably, but it was brief. And I don't think it makes much sense in the context of Z-Ranger, but...
Actually, I think it does, because I believe at the end of Z-Ranger, they just ascend to heaven.
Yeah, so they
could come back if there was a need for them, like the Legend War, and after that they probably couldn't go back again.
But if they're from heaven, Guy shouldn't be able to see him. He couldn't see Jet Condor.
Ah, but see, they're not dead. They just, you know, ascended, and then they could come back.
They just took a ride on a cloud.
Plus...
Wait, how'd they get back from heaven if, like, the Ghost Sages blew up the tower?
Different heaven.
It got better.
There's a few hells and a few heavens.
Well, they did rebuild it a few times.
The thing with Guy, there is 6 Z-Ranger keys, so he would have a link to the Z-Rangers.
Yeah, that's true. That theory does make sense, so...
As much as anything else about that situation made sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So who else do they run into? There's the kid from the second episode or third episode with the Shinkenger key.
Yeah, Marvelous runs into
Chibi Shinken Red.
Chibi Shinken Red.
let's see. Also, Magi Red's
girlfriend. Maybe Flash. By now.
The family from the Go-Go 5 episode.
Yes, remember that one.
Fat Professor and Little Annoying Brat from Ghost Sager.
Not Annoying Brat, just the Professor.
That's enough.
Nozomo wasn't there.
I actually did not mind him too much because it was just kind of
he
the point
I was
trying to get across the people that the past Sentais had affected. And even if it was a Ghost Sager reminder,
fell on his ass.
Yes.
Well, at least he didn't have the fake mustache this time.
Besides, Magi Red's girlfriend, or whatever by this point, had the kind of better scene in that moment anyway.
Yeah, he got upstaged by someone who wasn't even a ranger.
Neither was he. He was just gone.
Of course, he was in Ghost Sager.
He was as much of a ranger as all the Ghost Sagers were, so that counts.
That's sad.
If not more.
So, the Gokaijers reconvene and discuss what they want to do, and Guy thinks they really should use the Ultimate Treasure to win. At the cost of everything.
Why not? Mammoth Ranger.
But Mammoth doesn't really understand what would happen if they did that.
No, I think he does, actually.
He did, actually.
Basically, it basically ends up being a thing. They effectively give Guy a choice that is, you can, like, even the past...
You use the ultimate power, the other Sentai never existed, ever.
Yeah, but
they fall through that crack in time.
They would have all died for that if they had been given the choice. So they would be okay with that. However, it is a question then of how much the Super Sentai means to the Earth itself.
I would say quite a bit.
Yeah.
And what other effects the Earth would have if the other Super Sentai had never been around?
Well, I guess all the other villains would have won.
Yeah. But and it is very telling of the other 5's characters that they come to this realization all on their own without discussing it, even in spite of the fact that Marvelous, Luca, I guess Doc because of his planet, and Joe because of Sid, have lost pretty much everything except for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still willing to turn up the chance to recover those things.
Well, they're smart.
So then Guy just shoots the Triforce.
Yes, he does. Kind of awesome.
Yes. Thanks, Guy. Now you have to sail across the whole ocean, get all eight pieces of it, and put it back together.
That's okay.
You get the stupid maps for it every time with, like, thousands and thousands of rupees.
Oh, I love Wind Waker, but I fucked that part.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Guy. They could have at least sold it for money. I mean, without the Ranger keys, there's no danger to it.
This is true.
Well, except the thing is that they needed the keys to get it. Now that they have it, presumably it could be used by anyone.
No. It needed the power of the Ranger keys to actually work.
Yeah, you have to hold it over the box of keys.
All 200 keys if you count guys, I guess.
Usually you just need 3 spirit stones.
I like that we can see everybody's face palms now.
Yeah. Instead of them being implied.
It's like 3D.
By the silence.
It's like we're really here.
Right.
It's like the Phantom Menace in 3D.
Mm.
Except for those theaters that are showing it in 2D.
Right.
Smart. How can you tell?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I wanted to see all those trade negotiations in 3D.
But I've heard from people who actually have seen it, it doesn't look very 3D.
Yeah.
Well, it still looks less 3D than other post-processed 3D movies.
Right.
And yet it's probably better than Ghost Rider Pissing Hellfire in 3D.
Regardless, it's
better than Nicolas Cage.
As questionable as Guy blowing the thing up is, it's still a good scene for character development on pretty much all 6 characters.
Yes.
See, now it's kind of backwards from what I would have expected of it, which is that Guy being from Earth would be the one to champion the importance of the Super Sentai having existed.
Or more just Guy being Guy.
Yeah. Well, I think it actually does. It does
more than just a fanboy.
Yeah. It means more, I think, if the aliens figure that out first.
Well, yeah, I know. And it really does. I'm just saying, you know, to come into it just taking it at face value, you would think the person from Earth would be the one who would be all about the importance of this and what would happen if they never existed.
Well, at the same time, Guy is watching his planet getting blown up.
Think about it this way, though. I think about it in the other way, though. In a sense, the other Gokaigers have a sort of third-person perspective.
And now they've learned what the value of it all is.
Right, and whereas Guy is sort of in it, and he's seen how the Rangers have, you know, the other Sentai have sacrificed themselves. So he's sort of in the moment with
it. By one of them to just go blow, to just use the thing.
Right, but with them being from other planets, I think they were more objective in the sense to say, no, I don't think you realize how important it is that you have the Super Sentai.
And he's also emotional because, again, he's watching his home be torn apart. It'll be everybody on it will be killed, everybody he's ever known or could know, in a matter of a couple of hours.
Right.
And also, just from the whole dramatic sense of storytelling, that's how these characters, if the Gokaigers were for using it and Guy was against using it, that's how they've acted throughout the whole series.
Yes.
There's no dramatic element to that if they're behaving exactly as they always have. If they didn't change how they behaved, there'd be no importance to the scene.
Yeah.
But instead, they've evolved as characters and essentially evolved into a legitimate Super Sentai now.
Exactly. They just assumed they were. That's why Aquaranger came for them last.
Well,
we'll put you in front. You can be our meat
shields. Just bring them in anyway. Maybe we can use them as targets.
Yeah, that's why they put them in front, so they can use them as meat shields.
Okay, we're putting you on point. Absorb the brunt of the attack so the rest of us can do the work.
Wouldn't the Ghost Eggers be better at that?
That's exactly why they put him in front.
They probably end up blowing the tower up again.
Now, you know, Blue would probably be all for putting everybody else out in front, you know, the hero.
Would that be like a deal where they're all standing in line and it's, okay, we need someone to volunteer to be in the front, and everybody but the Ghost Agers, like, takes a step back and like, oh, thank you.
No, everyone except for the non-blue Ghost Agers step back.
It wouldn't have to work that hard. Ares' ears could shield half the front fucking row.
And, you know, Alana would be able to see out very far because of his neck. He's even spotter.
Unfortunately, he's also 12 years old, so it's very, he has a very long neck, but he's very short.
And Augury has the... And Augury would be able to hear anything.
Who?
No. Pink.
Harry.
Augury. The one who doesn't
it's
matter
good that you're forgetting their names. That's a good sign.
You're getting
recovering.
Better. It's Ghost Nature. What do you expect? Anyway.
Back to good things.
Yes.
Yes. They show up inside to attack Zangek.
Yeah. As Dairando is marching on the helpless citizens. And before they transform, they do a very cool thing, I think.
Cool thing?
Which is the other main four repeat their lines from the first episode.
Yes.
While Marvelous modifies his just slightly.
So it's kind of like the Ghost Ager crossover thing from a few episodes ago.
Ghost Ager crossover thing.
Where they the backstory of how they ended up in the movie.
And that now they're doing it, making it extra showy because they're in the past.
Yeah, no, well, no, it's more like he in the first episode he said that's what being a pirate is all about. While here, it's that's what being a Super Sentai is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I thought that
attack has commenced.
Well, I think that, just not to harp on that point, but I thought that was a really important point because I thought that, you know, during the course of this whole series, it's all been about, you know, them being pirates. You know, it's like pirates first and then, oh yeah, we're sort of a Sentai, whatever.
Yeah.
And they finally come to that point where now they've accepted that they are the 35th Sentai team. They're not just pirates. They keep that pirate element, but the fact that they've accepted being Super Sentai, I think, is a huge moment for them. I think it's sort of the thing that
it's less that they were finally accepting it. It's more that Marvelous was finally willing to admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, same but difference. I mean, but same. I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
Know.
Well, I mean, Marvel. What Marvelous says goes, and so if he says it, then it goes for the entire team.
Because he was coming up with weaker and weaker excuses for why actually
up until the Mega Ranger episode where he just stopped trying.
So continue.
Wait.
Okay, so attack has commenced. Guy goes and gives the Dragon Ranger shield to Marvelous.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Yes.
Very nice.
And
then they head off to hand Dairando his ass.
End of episode.
Yes.
All right, ass handing. Wait, what?
wait till the next episode.
Well, I think it's time for the next episode.
Can't go up again.
Yes.
So, the final episode of Gokaiger.
Well, we still get three more movies.
Not the same, though.
Yeah, because Toku movies are usually terrible.
Well, I mean, the Gavin movie looks... The way the Gavin movie looks, it looks less like a Sentai versus movie and more like a Gokaiger movie that happens to have Gavin in it.
Oh, okay.
Remember, the Gokaigers exist to dick with our expectations, so their movies could actually be good.
And apparently the summer movie is good.
It's
fuck
decent.
The same, but good.
It's decent. I mean, it's just kind of basically filler, but it's worth a watch.
Plus, it has an evil
The problem
Gokai.
With Toku movies is that they always feel like they're about half an hour too long. Like, they don't know how to tell a story that long. And keep
how is a summer movie half an hour too long? It's barely half an hour.
No, it's 30 minutes exactly.
That can't be the case with the Ghost Ship movie, because otherwise there wouldn't be anything to it. Now, you know, if you took that attitude, why is Paladin zooming more and more in as we progress? The
Closer.
All right, now that we've reached that, let's watch it progress back in over the next hour.
Oh, crap. You know, somehow I knew Shiden wouldn't be the biggest train wreck part of the show.
Oh, we're not there yet.
That remains to be seen. Okay, so, what were we talking about?
Gokaiger 51.
So let's go.
Let's go.
Well, this is the showstopper.
So someone go with
let's
it.
Make an extra show.
Yo ho, me mighties, it's time for Pirate Sentai action.
Somebody.
This is what superhero time is
doing
really
doing this live here, people.
Well, we're trying to give them the genuine experience of it.
Oh, those poor bastards.
Okay, so, yeah, then, I'll do it. Jesus.
All right.
Okay, so picking where we left off, the crew are attacking Dairando, and they start off with a final wave that makes the Gokaiger symbol, and we don't get a theme song.
Yes.
Well, isn't that traditional for final episodes?
Possibly.
Sometimes not.
A lot of the time, though.
It's effective in
It wasn't a final wave, it was just a regular sword slash. But anyway, that's not really important.
Yes.
Right. Well, there's a lot of those in here.
A lot.
Yeah.
But so, they quickly get their ass beat by Dairando.
Yes, they do.
Like, Dairando doesn't even try.
Well, it doesn't help that ships are shooting at them in the process.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Luckily,
they wonder what they're going to do.
Hammer of his.
Yes.
But it's okay, because there's another Gokaiger out there who can come save the day.
The best Gokaiger of all. Navi.
With Bosco's ship.
In the red Joker.
Free Joker,
yes. Free Joker.
Navi stole Bosco's ship.
Yes. Well, like
no, found it.
Found it.
That's like salvage.
Found.
You know.
Yeah, she can't steal it.
It's dead. The pirate kind of found.
We killed him. It's not theft then.
Right.
I'm amazed she can actually fly the damn thing.
His child.
If you kill somebody and then take their stuff, it's still theft.
Yeah.
Says who?
It's laws.
No, I'm pretty sure Navi isn't the one who killed Bosco.
Regardless, Navi's in a battleship attacking the Zangief fleet by herself because she's awesome.
Yes. Well, she had to have something to do now that she wasn't the door anymore.
And since they blew up the treasure, she doesn't have anything else to guard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of that. Did anyone else catch Lone Gamer's tweet about Navi's name?
Yes, I did, actually.
And I think that was in somebody's translation notes also.
Probably TV Nihon's. Maybe. Because I don't think it was on...
So for the rest of us?
Basically...
Okay, so, Marvelous calls Navi Bird all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Japanese word is Tori.
Yeah.
Tori with two eyes, like Japanese means gate.
Yeah, depending how you spell it, it means gate or bird.
So
but
basically...
they sound the same as
Navi being the gate to the ultimate treasure was probably the intent the entire time.
Well, yeah.
So, she's been called a door the entire entire show.
This is considering the fact that Arakawa has said he didn't know what the ultimate treasure was at the beginning of the show.
But he knew how they would get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, unlike Oz.
He always knew where the door was, he just didn't know what it would lead to.
Yes. It is some nice forethought.
The play
though.
Puns in Japanese are astounding. They're so much better than what we have in English.
English sucks.
Even if they give the translators a heart attack.
I know,
I've got a
friend that speaks Japanese and lives in Japan, and I've told her, it's like, okay, I'm going to have you watch this so you can, like, explain the translation stuff. Just for that bit.
This is no.
But yeah, so Marvelous decides what they're going to do.
And he takes Guy with him aboard the Free Joker for some reason.
Well, it's like taking the
who's writing it?
It's like taking the Ghost Agers and putting them in front of the Sentai army in the Legend War.
Alright, Guy, you stand out there. I'll be back here.
Well, in this case, I understand it, because everybody else has pretty much reached their kind of personal story climax, more or less. Guy saving the Earth is pretty much his.
Oh, you mean Guy wants to climax?
He's the one writing the series. So of course he's going to go up there to beat the fight, to attack the final boss.
Well, it's going to be dangerous, and he doesn't want to risk anyone else's lives, so he takes the guy that's already dead.
Yeah, and he does kind of use Guy as a distraction.
As a shield.
Well, Guy's good at that.
He is.
Can we develop a hand wave so that we can tell Mickey that his video is or audio is garbage?
But that's half the fun.
Yeah, not if you're the producer, okay?
You're just doing a pipe on
for us.
While Marvelous and Guy go up in there, Joe and the others stay back to kick Dyrando's ass. And Joe gets a nice line in, too.
Which was?
Hmm?
And the line was?
Oh, a slight twist on the Let's Make a Show of It.
This is the final, so let's make an extra show of it. Extra show, yeah. Whatever.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, it's basically the same meaning, but he uses Ikuzo instead of Ikuze, and that does change it just slightly.
Riveting, I'm sure.
Yeah, huh?
So, that's Marvelous, Navi, and Guy.
Excuse me, sorry.
ram the Free Joker into the horse ship.
And Marvelous
throws Navi out the window.
Get to somewhere safe. Toss.
Shuck.
Oh, poor Navi. Abused till the end.
So they manage to succeed in crashing the ship into the horse, and they hop out of the ship into the sewers of Tokyo, it looks like, somehow. ship has, like, concrete basements in it.
Amazing how the inside of the Gigant Horse looks a lot like the inside of the Gokai Galleon.
And just like the inside of the path from that restaurant to the Sun Vulcan headquarters.
Also a lot like the inside of the Deca base at the end of Deca Ranger.
Now, it's important, though, while they're down here...
It makes sense that the Galleon and the Zangak ship look the same. They were probably built at the same shipyard.
Maybe.
But while they're down here, it's important to note the use, note the leakage of oxygen.
Yes.
There's signs everywhere that you're supposed to note that. So there's oxygen leaking here.
Well.
It's very important that we know that.
Okay.
Because most of the, the leakage of oxygen. Okay, yeah, so there is. And
there's
of course,
like four
the entire...
signs in this hallway for that.
Yeah, the entire ship is manned by robots also.
Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
So Guy and Marvelous storm the bridge, and Actos holds them off without even getting out of his fucking chair.
Yeah, that was kind of impressive. He spends like a quarter of the fight on the bridge just sitting down. Because they come in, they destroy everything, and he just sits his ass back down.
The robots in disguise Megatron combat strategy.
Yeah, he's like, this bridge will soon become your tomb. I'm just going to sit my ass right here. Come on.
You have a fun play in the whole that the Emperor sits on his throne the whole series, never fights.
Yeah.
Well, he sits on his throne and fights.
Because Guy and Marvelous just cannot get a single freaking hit on him there.
He's still waiting for his coffee. They haven't told him Insarn's dead.
The choreography in this episode in particular is just...
Of course, it's a showstopper.
Of course.
And it has to be extra showy.
Hmm. Yeah, you can't have the best Sentai series go out on the worst episode.
Huh. Sorry.
What'd you say, Paladin? Admittedly, it doesn't work when we have video, but...
So, while... Guy acts as a human meat shield. Marvelous uses his impressive knowledge of L-cars to turn the gigantic horse into a death blossom.
Okay, now see, that was pretty Marvelous. I mean,
it
he
was.
Decides to go and beat on Actos in his chair while he goes and sits at the gunner position and shoots the whole rest of the fleet down.
But see, the thing is also, it does show that Marvelous does trust Guy a fair amount because he just... doesn't even pay any mind to it.
He trusts Guy to just stay alive long enough to...
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And he trusts him at least to do that.
All right,
he knows Guy
plan.
Has the
you
six
go.
Ranger armor.
And he just kind of casually sits up after he does the Death Blossom. He's like, okay, we can fight now.
And from what we've seen of the Emperor and his subordinates in the past, it's totally believable he'd have a button of kill everything somewhere on the ship.
Yeah.
But no, that was a fantastic a fantastic way to do away with the whole Zangak fleet.
It really was.
And of course, you know, by their own petard.
Yeah, and I think they've mentioned in the past that the Gigant Horse is really, really dangerous. We just never really seen why.
Until now.
Yeah.
Of course, it's only dangerous to its own fleet.
Yeah, but imagine setting that thing down in the middle of the city.
Well, no, but see, that's kind of what I'm saying, though. The Gigant Horse is really dangerous, but not unless you're a Zangak ship. That's why we've never seen how dangerous it was before. There weren't enough Zangak ships around it.
Walls
Guild actually designed its weapon systems. I miss Walls Guild.
Ah, yes.
So all this is going on up in the ship. The crew back down on Earth is going into super mode.
No, first they use the extra ranger keys to try to pick it up.
To extra rangers mode.
Yeah,
I've spoiled the whole episode. Damn it.
I didn't hear what you said. Female Shinken Red, Zuban, Magi Mother, and Deckamaster.
Right, they're doing the oddball rangers right now. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
And they did the best thing in this fight, too, which was have Doc as Zuban transform, scream out in pain, and then have Joe as Deckamaster double sword with him.
Yes.
Allie understands how all those riders
transforming back.
I bet that tickles a bit.
That's one of the greatest things about Gokaiger as an anniversary series. Would you have ever thought that you would see Deckamaster wielding Zuban in sword form?
Well, now see, if Deckaranger and Bokanger had been back-to-back series, then yeah, I would expect to see that. But since they had the year between them, there was no other way to do it. Okay, what happened to Ken?
Hi, Ken.
Oh.
Bye. Bye.
Oh.
Oh. Must be Wilderness Girls selling cookies.
No cookies. No cookies.
Mormons?
Watchtower?
Okay,
yes.
All right.
So, back to Final Form Ride Zuban.
Yes, Rising Strike out of costume. With blue charge, finally. And that's the end of Dirando.
Oh, now we can't.
Ken,
you're on mute.
Sorry. At first I was like, how did I do that with only four keys until I realized I shoved all the extra ranger keys into it?
Just grabbed handfuls of keys and shoved them everywhere all over it.
Well, that's the beauty of having 199 ranger keys in a box.
You never run out.
Yeah.
Well, not till we'll get to that. Meanwhile, back on the bridge.
Everyone's taking damage from Star Trek sparks from the consoles. Which are deadly.
And then they shoot them.
Yeah, so they get the Emperor up against the window, and they blow up the console and knocking him out the window and blowing up the ship.
Actually, no.
They knock him back, and Guy stabs him.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they do a final wave when they throw him back towards the main console, and then blow up the bridge and the Gigant Horse.
Well, they make it crash anyway.
Yeah, crashy and big boom.
Crash that actually destroyed it.
Goes down in flames, just like this show.
They hit the self-destruct, and then somewhere
like
Kirk and the rest of the crew was watching as it crashed. Oh, that was a different movie.
But yeah, Gosei Red finally proves
useful. What happened with the Gigant Horse that they let Troy drive?
Oh, yeah, but Gosei Red finally proves useful for the first and last time.
No, I don't believe it.
I mean, they could have used someone else.
Red Hawk.
It was nice to see Go on Double One last time, though.
Yeah.
We need a figure art of that, too.
They really do.
Yeah.
Maybe when they get the Go on Your Body produced.
That's what I'm thinking. Once they get the Go on Your Body,
I hope they don't make those.
Because
you say one thing, but your face is something else entirely.
But it's going to be expensive.
But it, You know, Decade introduced Kamen Rider Abyss into the Ryuki world, but it took until getting Ryuki body figure arts to actually have that even come up as a show display.
So once we get the once we get the Go On Your Body, we can have anywhere from 8 to 9 Go On Your figure arts, because they could always make, say, female Go On Black.
Yeah, they could.
Mm.
If they just felt like it.
They won't,
so
because
40
Japan.
Bucks a pop for the men, and then 80 a pop for the women's.
No, no. By the time they make Go On Your Figure Arts, it'll be 45 a pop.
And, you know, female Go On Black would probably be an event exclusive, because it's so...
Yeah, so niche. So,
yeah.
But like,
could they do a car, maybe.
Could they do a two-pack with female Black and Green?
No.
You know, I was thinking of something. When they had the choice to, like, use the greatest treasure and to, like, burn up all the Rangers, I thought, you know, I bet that would mean all those guys' figure arts would disappear, but they wouldn't get a refund.
All the Power Rangers toys ever would disappear.
They would just vanish. But no refund, you know.
So yeah. That's what happened to the 2010 Dragon Zord.
I like how they meet up and they're like, oh, good, he's dead and buried. Marvelous doesn't even turn around. He's like, no. We're only halfway through the episode.
Yes, we're only
still plenty of time to make a show of it.
We're only 12 minutes in. We've got a lot of time.
We're just back from the midway commercial break.
One important lesson to learn about Actos here. He could have probably taken the entire planet single-handedly because he is a freaking tank.
Well, he's not the Emperor for no reason.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Tank is a good description because he can take a lot of damage, but he certainly doesn't deal any out.
Yeah.
I get a chance to.
Well, that's true.
Well, they
do go through about 100 Gokai changes in the course of about 30 seconds.
It's just...
Well, they get through 35 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, spam. And
yeah,
spam.
This is a nice showing of just why the Gokaijus are supremely overpowered.
And they don't even need the Ranger Key powers. They're that powerful just by themselves, too.
No.
But they coordinate the Ranger Key powers into a strategic attack, they're damn near unstoppable.
Yeah, so they make a nice speech, they transform, and they have a nice helmetless roll call.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Another tradition for the final episode.
It also shows that Guy's actor does not fit into that silver costume at all.
Not in the slightest bit.
That was swimming around him.
Yeah.
Well, but maybe he should eat some damn sandwiches.
Well, Marvelous' actor actually looks a little, like it's kind of tight on him.
He's probably wearing the jacket underneath.
But yes,
what's
coordinated
goats. Anyway?
Coordinate Gokai changes, and when they started this out, I thought they were just going to go, because they start off going in order of the first five, Go Ranger to Denjiman. I thought that's what they were going to do. And then they do something a lot more awesome than that.
Then they go to Bokanger.
And Die Ranger. And they just combine everything that could possibly have in common between teams.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing final fight.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really... Well, I mean... You know, we say this almost every week about Gokaiger, but the fight choreography in it is just spectacular.
It's like having Dinah Black and Yellow Mask combining two attacks that were made several years apart, but create multiple forms. So they just throw them at them at once. Combine two ninja teams. Combine all three car teams.
Mm-hmm.
Combine two guys with giant guns.
Combine the
two girls with giant guns, whatever.
Mega Ranger and Go-Go 5 combine the V mode brace with
the battle laser.
That seems so obvious, but I didn't even think about it until they did it.
Yeah, course, Guy did a really good job writing that final battle.
Yes, he did. And of course, you get both the Pterodactyl Rangers.
Yeah, which is almost as good as the time Blue and Guy went out and transformed into Abba Ranger and Jew Ranger then.
Except this time it was on purpose.
Yeah.
It's also kind of sad in a way, because it shows how few original ideas there are in Sentai, because they keep reusing them over and over again.
I'm glad you said that. Because it's what I was thinking.
To be fair, Turbo Ranger was like 8 years before Car Ranger, and then there was like a over 10-year gap between Car Ranger and Go Onger.
Yeah, cars, I mean, dinosaurs, samurais, and ninjas, and that pretty much covers about 80 to 90% of the series.
Yeah, it does, but it's
Dynaman is still the only one whose power is based in explosions.
Yeah.
Unless you count RPM.
Yeah.
We should always count RPM.
Yeah. It was still very nice, and there were a couple of nice Red Ranger, Sixth Ranger combinations with Ginga Red and Black Knight and O-Red and King Ranger.
Yeah. Yeah, those really went over. I especially like Ginga Red and Black Knight because they both used the fire attack.
Yeah, which is, mm-hmm. you know, of course, reference to the fact that Hugo was originally, like Mike in Lost Galaxy, supposed to be Red Ranger.
And they both had the fire attack anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're both in the same show.
Right.
Hell, yeah. Duh.
It just really, it really worked out how they paired up this stuff. It was really impressive to watch, even though it was hard to keep up a little bit.
But the best part was what got spoiled earlier.
Yeah.
Where they we were wondering, like, you know, weeks ago, like, you know. The superpowers are the only thing they didn't do, but, you know, they've only done them in 5 shows or so. Guess what?
Well, they've done them in more.
Well,
guess what? They could have them all along.
They had
them. You just have to buy the Legend Mobi rights to get the sound effects for it.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Well, regardless, there's not many shows, and most of them are from the past 10 years.
Well, let's see. The first one was Nick Ranger.
Not important.
Drive this away from the cliff.
So we get
Fort Max. Don't mind the song.
So, you know, we get what was it? Super Ghost Blue, SWAT Deca Green, Super Geki Yellow,
Lucky Drug, say something.
Super Magi Pink.
Shinken Red with Shark Sword.
Yes, Hyper Shinken Red, and this kind of stood out because you notice that Ghost Ager still plays second fiddle, even though it was the last series. They're still kind of
Shinkinger, they know.
But Shinkinger is still more important to them than the series that directly preceded them. It's like the complete opposite of Decade.
Yeah.
Where Kiba got preferential treatment.
It's punishment for killing Tom Servo and Crow to get their super armor.
Right.
Didn't Black get better treatment?
Regardless, no, Kiva Cotton got preferential treatment because Wataru was actually in the show. He was in the beginning, he was in the end, he was in the last movie. Kiva was the first world they visited after Kuga to bring Yusuke in as a regular cast member. Kiva, along with Hibiki, came back towards the end. It's like Kiva was sort of all over the place at the beginning and end.
But again, it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. But regardless, also,
they even have the superpowers that they never used before.
Yeah, Hyper Shinken Red is also the most Red Ranger, probably.
Yeah.
That he could have chosen for a super form.
Without an Aka Red Key, yeah.
Yeah.
He finally figured out how to wear his coat and be a ranger.
Use his key more often.
I didn't think about it like that. That is perfect.
Yeah, that works out pretty well, too.
Yeah.
So, but even the superpowers aren't enough to defeat Actos, so what do they have left?
Big boat gun?
Nope, that's before that.
First, they do a new final wave.
Gai Shooting Slash. Combination of Gai Shooting Star and the Gokai Slash.
To form the explosive Gokaiger logo that stabs you 5 times.
Basically, it is the Gokaiger equivalent of the Love Love Tenkyokin from KG Gundam.
Yeah, actually.
Instead of a giant heart, it's a giant symbol.
Well, except that the Love Love Tenkyokin wasn't a giant heart, it was the giant king of hearts.
Yeah, but it still left a heart in the Devil Gundam.
Well, that was just a coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence, sure.
See, this part matters. The other things that Fort Max was trying to talk about were the ones that were unimportant.
Right. Gundam matters.
Sorry, are we talking about Gundam?
Yes,
I wasn't listening.
But he's still not dead.
No, it's not.
It's a boat gun now, finally?
So now it's time for the rider to take care of it.
Special charge with the new show-stopping wave.
Yeah, how did he do that?
And let's aim it at his junk to fire. Point blank.
Oh, that's why he was making
this point. The weak point is always the junk.
Yeah. I don't mind Guy getting that shot because, again, it's his planet.
And it's his series.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote that scene really well. I mean, you know. Okay, and then I control the gun.
And then they fall back down in the dirt, and Navi finally catches up with them.
What are you kidding? Navi was just hovering overhead. She wasn't getting in the middle of that crap.
Navi was a backup in case things got bad.
Yeah, see, Navi didn't want to make them look bad. If she'd come down there, the fight would have been over in just a couple seconds.
It's true.
Now, if Marvelous had had Navi with him, he could have locked on and targeted the boss's weak point.
Oh.
No, no.
Lock on to that junk and fire.
I'll be at the Arcos.
Navi wave.
Now, get somewhere there safe.
That could have been an interesting way to end it.
There should be a giant, Navi key.
Giant energized Navi. Oh, God. I know that reminds me of, but I'm not going to mention.
No, you should fire her out in car form. You bet the Go-Andra attack with Navi coming out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was the Sosuke charge.
Speaking of special charge.
What?
Speaking of special charge.
Samurai?
All right. Anyway, several months later, according to the caption here.
Yes, Marvelous finally got his damn furry.
Wondering if they're dead or not.
That's not several months later, but...
But Marvelous... They're at the new snack safari.
Yes, Marvelous finally got his curry. Several plates of it.
Yeah. Apparently it was worth waiting for.
Apparently.
Now, you know, if they would just open that place the next week, they probably could have avoided the entire series. His curry, they would have gone on about their business.
Because remember, who runs the place?
I don't
remember. The guy from Sun Vulcan with the glasses?
It's the cover for the entrance to the Sun Vulcan's base.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's been over a year. I don't remember that detail.
Anyway.
We should watch Sun Vulcan at some point.
Again.
We did before, remember? Vol Secretary?
He wasn't here.
Weren't you?
I wasn't here? Not
wasn't
he was
that
off
your idea?
That
I don't remember.
He wasn't here and Fort Max did the summary.
Oh.
That's why you don't remember it.
Anyway.
All right.
So they make plans to leave probably like 5 days after this.
They decide to go find the second most valuable treasure in the universe.
I love that.
Luke is like, what is that? He's like, I don't know.
Let's go find the second most valuable.
What's that?
And which probably means let's just go trash their home planet.
Yeah. They haven't killed every last dang soldier yet, so...
Yeah, the space newspaper mentioned that with Actos and most of the fleet destroyed...
No, the Space Force Times.
Well, whatever. The space newspaper said that the Zangek Empire is kind of collapsing now.
Yeah.
The second most valuable treasure only requires 33 ultimate powers to work.
And then they meet with the same school kids from the very first episode.
And their teachers.
Who again try to thank them for what they did.
And Guy nearly freaks out because someone wants his autograph.
He ends up having to save that for later, though.
Yeah.
Because they just shrug it off. The Zangyak just got in their way, that's all.
Well, but it's that same shrug off from that, like, first episode, because after they...
Yeah, it was the same thing all over again, except with Guy.
Yeah.
Guy went back and retroactively self-inserted himself in the first episode. Right.
He was really sad that he wasn't in that first episode, so he went and wrote himself in. I'll be there and really excited to get an autograph, and then I'll say whatever, and then I'll walk off. It'll be great. And then I'm going to go live in space. The end.
But then... Yeah, then...
And summer. And winter. And fall. And my birthday.
Yep, but there is the question of what they do with the Ranger keys now.
Eat them!
Sell them!
Eat their power their own.
They put them on eBay.
They actually do the...
Well, eating them's a bad idea. After 5 plates of curry, Marvelous is going to have enough digestive problems.
Yeah, can you imagine trying to keep down Ghost Hager?
Oof, that's a good point. Although, it would pass straight through you, though.
It would, but it'd be there for days. The results.
That is some kind of shit right there.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Much
so
like this show.
Holds up the treasure chest and sends the keys back to where they belong.
Yes, they actually do the right thing.
Yay.
It's really awesome if incredibly bittersweet homage of everybody getting their keys back.
Yep.
And then there's a ghostly image of Akka Red on the front of the galleon.
Might not even be the ghostly image.
Not the ghostly image, because Akka Red is a spiritual embodiment to start with.
Right.
Yeah, he was
almost just hallucinating from all the curry.
So basically, Akka Red was a dick. He was there the whole time. He just...
Well, he probably
Bosco was right.
He'll just be back 5 years from now with a new belt buckle.
And a new phone book.
Yep.
But no, I mean, you know, Akka Red couldn't have died in the first place. He just was not needed anymore.
Yeah. So he basically just left it to 6 guys that had the same powers as him, effectively.
No, just one guy who was a really good writer.
Pending any other backstory that explains the origin of the power, I would still assume that Akka Red designed the Mobi Rage and all the gear to emulate his own power.
That's what I figure, and he basically became what was necessary to combat the Zangek, which was a group of pirates to this vast empire.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the only other thing would be to become, like, some weird rebel alliance, but...
Yeah, but as a small group, what is more of a rebellious opposite to an organized empire than pirates?
Or Ewoks.
Software pirates.
So he looked at it and realized that pirates sell, and so he did pirates.
Yeah. What we're saying is, Akka Red is basically secretly the CEO.
Why not?
Die.
Right.
I mean, if this was like a year little, if this was when Jurassic Park was a big thing, yeah, he would have gone with dinosaurs.
Right.
Exactly. when did Zoo Ranger come out? Right before Jurassic Park. What does that tell you?
Right after.
No, well, Jurassic Park was 1993, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. No, it came out during. Jurassic Park came out during Zoo Ranger.
It was all just a symptom of dinosaurs being really popular in general then.
Yeah.
And Guy finishes another volume of his Super Sentai encyclopedia with himself.
Yeah, but let
the self-insertion be complete.
So to be honest, if he's writing it, he's probably an entire volume by himself.
Yeah. But the cameos we get at the end are nice.
Yeah, and let's see. You got Sun Vulcan 2. Well, you got, let's see. Yeah, Bully 2. You got...
Tenma Ranger and Kieran Ranger.
You got 5 Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Magi Pink.
Silver.
Go Green from Go 5.
Yeah.
V.
Thank you, I was waiting.
Deca Master and Signal Man together. I don't know how the hell that works, and I don't really care that much.
They're both police officers.
Hey, Signal Man, it's okay, it's cool.
It's all the explanation you need.
Well, and you have to think, too, it's even worse than what happened to Ghost at Night, because Signal Man could not even exist until his Ranger key was
either that, or he was just stuck in that box of his.
Yeah, so it's nice to actually see him with legs.
Yeah, he was probably just stuck in that Koban box.
I like how it reaffirms that the Go-On Wings are fucking rich.
Yeah.
It's like getting out of a car made of diamond. panda skin interior.
Oh, I love wings. We'll love seeing
that. And then you get Hugh Mammoth again, and then finally,
Aqua Ranger. Last,
Aqua Ranger.
Yeah.
Making that mistake, but yeah. Aqua Ranger, as it should fittingly end on.
How old is the guy who plays Aqua Ranger?
Yeah. Oh, how old is he?
Yeah. No, I
don't... Probably about 40 or so.
Pretty damn old.
But you know, this
40 or this, so.
Where Gokaiger, like, one of the things that bothered me about Let's Go Kamen Riders was that you never got to see, ever at any point, Hongo and Inchibanji out of the suits. But you do get to see him walking off, transforming into Aqua Ranger into the sunset, basically.
And it's the last cameo they do.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And of course.
We've seen him before this.
Yeah. Well, we saw him briefly in the movie, but it was really brief.
But I think showing him right here has more emotional impact to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a smart move.
Yes.
Right.
And all I had to do was get him for like 2 minutes.
Okay, we're going to have you stand on this building.
And then you're going to walk this way and we're going to fade off of you.
Right.
Here's this awesome leather coat.
Oh, and then you have to say this line. We'll put it on a note card. All right, we'll put it on a card off camera.
Okay, we'll just dump it in later.
All right, we'll...
Nobody will know the difference.
Dear God, are you William Hartnell? What the hell?
You know, the ones we see before him are Doggy and Signalman. And it's also kind of fitting that they precede it directly because Kruger was one of the first people that Marvelous had to actually convince, like, firsthand that, yeah, we can do this. Because, like, Magi Red was just testing them. But Kruger was the one that they actually had to convince. So it is also fitting in that regard. Plus, Deckeranger was Arakawa's, and of course he's going to show up.
Yeah.
And then the final note for the episode, the handoff.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I like that. It's
instead of a hand slap, Marvelous tries to punch him.
Yeah, actually, that notice, that was familiar because he does that to Joe in the Ghost Ship movie, actually, at one point. They both do it.
Did it say Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship.
Ship. Ship.
Yeah. They both do it at points they traded off in the Ghost Ship movie. So that actually stood out as something he actually has done before.
Okay.
And that's the end of Gokaiger.
No.
All right, then. Let's drive it now.
Yeah, next week it's Go Busters if somebody subtitles it.
Well, TV Neon will. It'll just take a week for every episode. Or,
yeah, overtime is still undecided. Official.
Well, let's just hope it's awesome so that that way they'll sub it and we'll have it, you know, within reasonable amounts of time.
I hope so.
If not, I honestly think that because of the time that TV Nihon tends to take, if overtime doesn't pick it up, somebody's going to.
Fortnite, any of your people going to do it?
Magenta's mentioned that he's most likely going to be subbing it.
So Acer will probably do it regardless. Yep. Well, let's see, that's not bad. Their Forza subs aren't bad. I just kind of preferred some of the preferences in the overtimes.
As long as somebody does it, though.
Someone will take the opportunity to get their foot in the door and sub this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
Especially if overtime doesn't.
Yeah, because Acer's been picking up on its own here lately, since it actually has been keeping up with Forza, and it's doing Smile Pretty Cure, and then that just leaves Go Busters for that block.
Blah, blah, Pretty Cure.
Mm. Well, it's all in the same block, so.
Blah, blah, block.
Blah, blah, block.
Block, block, Pretty Cure.
Well, no, I think it's blah, blah, Pretty Cure, block, block, Digimon.
Okay.
Oh, fuck Digimon.
Because
right,
it definitely wants to block out Digimon.
I want to block out Hunters.
Well, anyway, I think it's time for a break before we go to power playback.
Yes, yes, I need to get some booze.
That's what we want.
I'm not joking.
Oh,
grab the stimulant.
Hooray!
All right.
Okay, are we out?
Go, go, Podcast Rangers. You mighty morphing Podcast Rangers. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, y'all, in Street Fighter 3.
Fight the man! Fight the man!
It was the year 2005. FigureReviews.com launched with one simple goal: review what we wanted, the way we wanted. Today, we continue to do exactly that with the quality and attention to detail that comes from 7 years' experience. FigureReviews.com combines expert analysis and photography to show you what to look for, what to look out for, and what not to look for at all. We're your source for toy reviews. FigureReviews.com.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
So, for Power Playback this week, a long time ago, Paladin said, hey, why don't we do Shin Kamen Rider? And now this week, we all hate Paladin deeply.
Damn it, Paladin!
Yay. I know I will pay for
stuff
this.
Stuff actually happened in this.
I'm well, like, I mean, it's no did it? Bro, but at the same time, it's Shin Kamen Rider.
Right.
Yeah. As boobies.
So, okay, after Black RX, somebody decided, hey, let's revive the Kamen Rider franchise for an adult audience, or more adult audience.
Well, it was going to be their 20th anniversary, so they wanted to do something for it.
No. Zeto was the anniversary, 2 years late.
They aimed it at a 13-year-old audience that wants blood and boobs, basically.
And it was a direct-to-video release.
Because it was a theater release.
Intended as the
pilot
for new
a new series, yeah.
Shin is the grim, dark reboot of Kamen Rider.
Yes.
The 90s,
yes.
Folks!
Grim and gritty for the 90s, just like comics.
Yep.
Okay, so since this was Paladin's idea, he gets stuck with it.
I expected that this time.
Yeah.
I imagine you did.
That's why I have notes.
Well, that takes part of the fun away, but we'll go with it.
Like with my notes, we'll try to derail you as much as possible.
No, there's still going to be stuff.
With your notes, we'd be here for an hour and 45 minutes.
That's the great thing about video.
All right, everybody ready?
No, but that never stops us before, and it's not going to stop us now.
Nothing will stand in our way. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
I want it so bad I can taste. Oh, wait, that's a different song.
Your mom wants it so bad she can taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your mom does taste it. That's how she gets her nickels.
And she does not waste a drop.
Well, it drives her mad to see it wasted.
And then she has burning pee.
Well, this is how much none of us want to do Shin Kamen Rider anymore. Because he's just sitting there letting us go on like this.
I didn't even get to watch it, so I feel bad.
Oh, no, don't feel bad.
You'd feel worse if he had watched it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, JD, remember at the start of the show, Ken said that he actually chose to watch Power Rangers Samurai rather than finish Shin Kamen Rider.
Now, he's going to play with this.
Oh,
playing
nice.
With your what?
The bag phone, which I think is broken at this point. It does
really?
Not go all the way down.
It doesn't look like the mag phone.
Others have had that problem.
Bag phone.
Yeah, it doesn't go all. It doesn't slide all the way down anymore for some reason.
I hate when that happens.
Just push it.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the phone from Foes.
That's not what I was thinking of.
Here or something.
You know.
Did it make any loud clicking noises before it stopped going all the way down?
Like a hard drive.
No, it just kind of stops.
No, Mickey's just making a loud buzzing noise.
Mm. If I had a dime for every time someone said they didn't go all the way down.
All right, so, Paladin, take us into Shin Kamen Rider.
Driving the segue away from the cliff again. All right, the movie opens late at night in Japan with a woman being attacked by a mysterious green creature.
The end. And...
I guess so, guys.
If the creature had tentacles, this would be an entirely different movie.
And an entirely different podcast.
And I hope I start off like that.
No, not that different, to be honest. Okay,
well,
the same.
You probably would have had a better time watching it, though.
I'm not even prepared to debate that.
You're the one who keeps bringing up Chi-Chi Ranger every opportunity you get.
It amuses me.
Okay. Well, because Chi-Chi Ranger brings him up.
And we
Alright, the same monster kills two kids in a car before being chased by police and slashing several throats. And all of a sudden, a young man, who is Shin, spoiler warning.
Isn't that his name?
Shin, spoiler warning?
Exactly.
That's fortuitous.
And here's the amusing thing. The actor later changed his name to Shin.
That's just kind of depressing.
That is kind of depressing. That's like
he was proud of this?
He wanted to be associated with this movie?
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That guy...
He just really felt the project spoke to him as a person and sort of defined his life.
Mm. Flashing him in his throats?
And what has he done since this movie, then?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Fan conventions.
Hopefully porn.
God. Where's the red tube video of that? Damn.
Oh.
That's specific.
What was it? That was a some guy in Kamen Rider did porn.
Really?
Blade?
I think. Blade, yeah.
The guy that played Kenzaki?
I don't recall which one. I haven't seen Blade yet. I just remember reading somewhere like found out someone he did like gay porn.
I bet it was.
Oh, it was gay porn as well. Hired. Even better. Was it the pixelated porn or was it like, you know?
Well, that's okay. The,
oh, I haven't seen it, but I mean just.
Oh.
That the villain is from Go Up Your.
Yeah, Kagureshia.
Yeah.
Ojaru.
Oh,
yeah,
and
yes.
The ones from Gingaman and Mega Ranger had been too.
Yeah.
And the one from Car Ranger.
Damn.
Yeah.
And the cheerleaders from Foes probably wind up there in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, they're already familiar with the set.
Yeah. They probably met one of the agents on the way out. Or in.
In and out.
Repeatedly.
Okay.
For again. Right,
Fours, or Shin, or whatever the fuck this is. Oh.
All right, so there's a team of researchers, including a cameo by Shotaro Ishinomori, the creator of Kamen Rider, in a secret facility known as the Institute of Super Science, discussing their attempts to cure...
I'm sorry. It's called the what?
The Institute of Super Science.
Probably also involves many murdered puppies.
Mm. You know, when I was a
kid... This is... Epicon super science.
When I was a kid and I was thinking to myself that I wanted to be a scientist someday, I always imagined I would call it the Institute of Super Science because it would be better than just regular science.
Ultra science is better. So you're responsible for Shin is what you're saying.
No. I'm not
a super science.
I am not an insertion character, no. I claim nothing.
Yes.
But the process of...
So I'm sorry, the guy that did porn did what? Where are we? What happened?
The Institute of Super Science is attempting to cure cancer and AIDS through human cellular bioengineering, but the process is only marginally successful during initial stages, so the head professor named Daimon wants to try something new. The current test subject is Shin, who is actually Daimon's son and wants to volunteer for the extended process, but his father overrides the offer.
That sounds ethical.
I'm sure no tragedy will fall for either of these people.
I swear I saw wrong. This, but wasn't it called Guyver? No?
Okay. Which came first?
I don't know. I don't care.
Didn't Guyver have Mark Hamill in it? Or am I thinking something else?
No, wait.
Is that Mark Harmon? I always get them confused.
I think it was one of them. It was just one of them, right?
Anyway,
So the Super Science, did they order pizza at any point? Did you order a pizza?
I don't know. I checked out at some parts.
You'll be making gay porn references throughout the course of this review now.
Well, oh, this is what the old Japanese normal. David Lee Roth shows up.
Okay, so Shin spends the evening training in a gym with his girlfriend slash nurse, Ai. And they're also joined by Shin's friend, Yuki, who wants Shin to leave the Institute of Super Science and not take part in the experiment out of fear that the research is too dangerous to be used.
Friend?
Okay, by
Shin's
training.
Friend, Yuki. Does anyone else get the vibe that he's, like, totally into Shin?
Or wants to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. So by training, do you mean...
Training?
Right. It's a very vigorous workout.
It's a low-budget gym. They couldn't afford a pizza.
Very.
But then they push over some guy holding a bunch of towels, and they all laugh at him, because that's hilarious.
Look at him. He might have broken his head.
Look at that guy.
Schadenfreude.
We're assholes. Yeah.
Oh, so it's the Die Rangers.
Our heroes.
I'm so sad I missed this.
Well, they're making it sound a lot better.
It's actually not as enjoyable. Senpai is actually just much.
Oh, you mean I want to see my version of this? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Just keep going like this. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you want to see your version with Mark Harmon?
Right. Or Hamill. Either way.
Yeah, we're actually 15 minutes into the movie already, so yeah.
Oh, God.
And we've only been talking about it for about half an hour. This is just like a Ken summary.
Okay, the point is Shin opens up a newspaper to reveal that the incidents he was supposedly dreaming about at the beginning actually happened. And later that evening, Shin is out running when he recognizes one of the Institute's super scientists, Onizuka, and observes the secret lab set up at the docks to continue his experimentation.
Is that like a title?
Okay.
Like on their like ID badge? It's like, Dr. Fuzuki, super scientist.
Here's my question with this. The year before, were they just scientists, and then, you know, when they came back from their break, they were super scientists?
I mean, did they get fired from AIM? I mean, what is the deal?
they start finally combining their robots, right? stock footage.
Okay, this lab that he follows this guy to, okay... It's got the Star of David with a Christian cross behind it and, like, a T there for transvestites or something. I don't know. But then, like, the guy, like, takes off all his clothes, attaches electrodes to himself, and starts doing science and, like, looks like he starts having an orgasm while he's sciencing.
Science!
It's really good science.
That's the super part.
And then Shin, like, you know, he falls, it makes a noise, and the guy, like, gets really pissed off, like, you've been spying on me whacking off here. I had test tubes out. And then he can't finish.
Yeah, I kind of had the same notion.
It's always bad when a sub can't find a dom, and they have to, like, do all that work themselves. It's just...
Yeah, because he's, like, he's really getting into it, too, at that point. And Shin just happens to fall off the rafters where he was watching him.
But their party is interrupted by the SWAT team.
Yeah. Then the feds bust in.
Both men are knocked out in the monster.
Did
from
you
beginning.
Order a raid?
No, those are the strippers.
Well, they're going to need some raid because that bug monster is back.
We're going to have to give you a cavity search.
Yeah, Rick Medina's probably with them.
Oh, God. My thighs.
The real reason I'm on this show.
Yes.
All the pornography jokes.
Something I know about.
All right.
So anyway.
At this point, Shin goes back and talks to the doctor. Like, you know, are we going to talk about what I just saw you doing in there?
What, it turns into a British drama? Is that what... I'm arranging matches. I can't.
Okay, so somebody pick up now.
So after Shin wakes up again in the warehouse full of dead soldiers, he confronts Onizuka at the Institute of Super Science the next day, demanding to understand the truth about everything, and Onizuka explains that he's been doing experiments on grasshoppers to help humans survive. Because apparently...
Yeah. Well, wait,
apparently grasshoppers are the perfect animals because they can jump high, resist radiation, and communicate telepathically with each other.
Wait, grasshoppers or locust? Because those are two different things.
It's Kamen Rider, so it has to be grasshopper.
Oh, okay. But they mean locust.
Clearly they are the superior animal.
Although Sky Rider was based on locust.
And Amazon... Well, we don't have time to go into what Amazon is.
A lizard.
He's an iguana.
That seemed like that didn't take time at all. Okay, so the grasshoppers are going to save the world, right? What?
Well, first Shin steps outside and is nearly killed by a sniper, but the movie has to keep going, so we are unfortunately subject to another hour or so, because he is saved by one of the women from the warehouse.
Damn it.
So
in her best 80s attire.
By warehouse, you mean prostitute.
Well, she does have whore makeup on.
Yeah?
Your mom, warehouse.
The best little warehouse in Texas.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Would you like to see our goods? Our goods and wares.
She's well stocked.
We'll open the bay doors for you.
Perhaps you could show us some of your super science.
I looked at the trap, Ray.
This version is so much better, apparently. Okay.
This is the best worst show we've ever
done.
Oh. Okay. I don't want to talk about Shin, but we're getting through it.
All right, next night, Shin is at the gym again with his friends, and he confesses to being the monster from the news stories. Neither one believes him, but Shin remembers the incidents clearly now, for some reason. He wants them both to leave, but instead of, you know, escaping so they don't die, they follow the Kamen Rider trope of believing in the power of friendship, so they want to stand by him.
Yeah.
Friendship.
This cannot end.
Friend?
So this is the point which Shin proceeds to take off more clothing again, right? He gets naked and goes swimming.
I can't through that part.
What?
That's the best part, though.
You skipped over the naked part? Don't skip over the naked part.
But it was male nudity, JD.
Okay, whatever.
He does have a very nice ass, even though the movie's very boring, so.
Is it like...
There's some...
Like, when you say nudity, like, what do you mean?
Like cheeks.
Oh, okay. Just the backside. You can see that on, like, you know, NYPD Blue.
Yeah, but you don't see it in Kamen Rider very often unless it's double and you're at a wedding.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Or you have just been beaten by your wife.
Okay.
Bowel battery.
I walked into a door and fell down the stairs.
Poor Kirihiko.
All right, I'm sorry. So he was naked.
I got flowers.
He was naked, and then what happened?
All right. Next morning, the head of the Institute of Super Science announces that Onizuka has quit, and Daimon wants to cancel the experiments rather than continue further damaging the test subjects. However, Himuro, the cigar-smoking overlord, refuses. And rather than just be a subject to further testing, Shin escapes the Institute on his motorcycle. And drives by a gunfight where several police officers have been killed, and the woman who saved Shin's life earlier uses a rocket launcher to try and fight off the criminals.
I can get behind that.
Is it just me, or is it the fact that he rides a motorcycle in this case just seemed like really forced? Like, we have to have a motorcycle in here somehow, no matter how stupid and out of place it might be.
Well, it matches everything else in the movie, then.
Exactly.
It's Shin.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how his friend mentions, like, but what about your dream of racing motorcycles? Because you like motorcycles, right?
They didn't even have him play card games.
Oh, well, it was a few years too early for that.
Okay, so Shin jumps into the middle of the gunfight like an idiot, and a horrible screeching sound forces him to the ground in pain. I imagine he's listening to our show.
Oh, the irony.
Well played.
So Rocket Launcher Woman destroys what she thinks is the source of the noise, but instead of helping, it forces Shin to undergo what is probably the most gruesome henshin sequence in history.
Yeah.
Well, actually, before that happens, you have hilarious monster cutout just being moved back and forth in the fire.
Yes!
Oh, yes. These are cutting-edge special effects right here.
By cutting-edge, you mean the edge of the cutout, or...
Yeah,
by cutting edge, they mean he cut the corners off the corners of the budget.
Ah. And then we'll have a monster in the fire. We can't afford that. Okay, well then we'll have like the fire in front. No, we can't do that. Okay, well then we'll have a picture of a monster.
No, the compositing that's too hard.
Yeah, there's some rough editing in this movie.
Yeah, and then it keeps cutting back and forth. All very obvious cuts to between a paper cutout thing being moved back and forth in the fire, some dude, and Shin burning.
It's all very confusing.
It really kind of is.
But now at last we have our title character, Kamen Rider Shin, 50 minutes into the fucking movie.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
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 You sure this wasn't Daredevil?
See, if you'd waited like that long and say Kamen Rider Double Forever for anybody to transform, it would have been what? 15
over?
Minutes left in the movie?
Over.
But
yeah.
In Double Forever we'd have had Shotaro and Philip the whole time, so it would have been okay.
Yeah, this is also true.
And besides, Shin's costume looks worse than Daredevil's.
Mm. Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, I understand what they were going for with the whole monster.
Todd McFarlane look.
Well, I mean, I can. It's like they wanted to make him look like one of the monsters he's fighting.
Of course, it was the 90s.
Yeah, but it just is.
It's like a rider anymore, does it?
No, it does not.
No.
It's his weird pulsating eyes that really just weird me out. I mean, they're supposed to look like they're animated or not moving around or shit, but it just looks like they're just like strong.
Yeah, and
are you
know,
sure this isn't Guyver?
It's just like one.
Not really. No, I'm not.
Okay.
We probably would have liked Guyver better.
We should watch Guyver sometime. No, we shouldn't.
That was a quick turnaround.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
Well, so did this.
No, no.
It really did.
No, no.
Excuse me, no, you're wrong.
I try to be nice. What am I doing here, then? God.
Right. Your effort is wasted.
I know.
Just like
Much
this
like
movie.
Shit. Yes.
Yeah, so where were we? He finally transforms after an hour?
Yes.
The now mutant Shin approaches the police officers when one of the soldiers walks through a line of fire and proves himself immune to gunshots and then proceeds to tear his skin off to reveal a monster form.
Oh, that's
so finally,
Jeffy
shit's
Dolph Lundgren with the eyeshadow.
Yeah, so that happened.
And Shin is no match for this new creature, so Rocket Launcher Chick shoots at both of them, trying to force them away.
Oh, that's where Goto got it from.
No, Goto would have thrown a rock at him.
No, he did that once, though.
It was a big rock.
Yeah.
Now, if Tadanaka had been there, she'd have shown him in leather with a shotgun and that shit right quick.
he just got in their face and kicked their ass.
And Shin runs away.
She was on the clock.
Yes.
And Shin runs away from the incoming police sirens and finds himself straight in the path of Ai's truck. And despite his now hideous appearance, Ai knows that Shin is the monster because, of course, we must again play to the Kamen Rider character tropes.
What the fuck is this shit? I'm supposed to buy that she just happens to be driving by and happens to recognize him through the monster costume?
Just happens.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
Yeah. So it was about this time that we all fell asleep.
Yeah. I'm kind of rewatching the last half hour here, and
so
why?
I'm trying to because I discussed it. But I'm just still kind of nodding off.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, you're also doing this show, so, I mean, you got two strikes against you right there.
The show actually does not have that effect on me most times.
Tylenol PM is a lot simpler.
A lot less painful.
All right, so Launcher Chick speaks on the phone in English to an unseen partner hoping to capture Shin instead of killing him, now that he spared her life last night. But the partner...
Did they subtitle the English conversation so we'd know what she's saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Say what?
Thank you again, TV Nihon.
Say, really?
Well, that reminds me. The beginning of Garo, you know...
Yeah.
What I'm talking about. It's perfect English. And there's this, you know, prologue that's the beginning of every episode, even in the new series. Same one. Every episode. Perfect English. TV Nihon, for some reason, subtitles this perfect English.
Yep. Well, you know.
Bless their hearts.
They're, you know. They're wanting to be. They're like completists, you know.
Now, Overtime does skip subtitling that, but, you know, probably if they did subtitle it, they would make it so every word is different. Speaking of, bless their hearts.
Darkness right. Lurk, fear, bad stuff reigns.
Yes, and as Barricade pointed out in the chat, TV Nihon, we must subtitle everything.
And translate half.
But anyway, back to the movie.
Okay, I is able to tell Shin, and by proxy the audience, that the rocket launcher CIA agent's name is Sarah, working with Japanese police to stop the Institute of Super Science experiments. The Institute of Super Science's true goal is to create a cyborg soldier monster like Shin to be an unstoppable combat force. And the
but
creature Shin...
Cyborg, is he?
What? In Kamen Rider terms, he's a cyborg.
Okay.
A gooey, fleshy cyborg.
Yes. Because that's what cyborg means.
Still Guyver.
Yeah, again, I swear this is Guyver. I don't know where...
We'll get to this in a couple minutes, but I just got to the ending.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that part. That was actually the reason I wanted to do this part.
Oh, no, I think he means the actual ending, not the thing that happens just before the ending.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Okay, back where we were.
All right, so the creature Shin encountered last night was the level 2 creation, whereas Shin is a level 3 and possesses different combat abilities. And since he's a level higher, he should be able to beat him, right?
Well, that makes sense, but...
No, no.
Munch down a few rare candies, right?
Well, you know, that didn't really raise his EV stats any, though, so...
Yeah, you gotta watch doing that. You'll gimp your
rider.
Riders. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Eat some candy, take some protein.
No.
Well, you know, Shin looks more like a Pokemon than a Kamen Rider.
Anyway, Old Man Diamond has been locked up by Humero and learns that Onizuka is dead. The resulting fusion of cells to create their ultimate sample drove him mad and resulted in the deaths of several people. So Onizuka was the monster at the beginning, and Shin merely received a telepathic impression of his actions due to the shared genetic samples between them.
What?
Yeah, they shared genetic samples. Aw, yeah.
No, now see, when I
There's
actually
the protein.
Watched Shin about a year and a half ago, and it got to that point where they tried to explain that, even then I was like, what? What?
I can't make it make more sense than that, and neither could they.
Because obviously grasshoppers are telepathic, and they share DNA memory, and it's, I don't know.
It's just like Assassin's Creed, but with bugs.
I don't know, drink more, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
Drink more, it'll be fine. It'll all make sense.
All right.
It doesn't.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
No, you're fine.
So, I is abducted by the Institute of Super Science once they determine that she's knocked up, and they plan to use the mutant child of Shin as another stage in their research.
Brilliant!
And Big Shin...
Do you have something to add?
This is Mickey, the best...
can we help you?
This is the best movie ever.
Just...
Oh, Lord.
It's a Kamen Rider movie centered around his bastard child.
Yes, it is.
Kamen Rider deadbeat dad.
Oh, it gets worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or better.
How much worse?
Both.
Well, I assume it gets better because it ends sometime.
Not
the
soon
only
enough.
Way up is down.
So Shin receives a telepathic call from the fetus and immediately sets out to rescue the two of them.
Is this like that part from that...
Hello?
Is that like that part from that Michael J. Fox movie where he talks to the baby? Is that... No? Okay.
What's that? 9 months? Okay.
You know, if this movie wasn't so goddamn boring, it would be fucking awesome.
It would! Yeah.
Because it has all the right insanity elements to make it hilarious, but it just takes so long to get to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this in about 40 minutes, probably by the time we get done, and, you know, it's a much more enjoyable experience this way. Except for
me,
who
happened to watch it first.
Yes. See, I did this the right way. I watched it 18 months ago.
Oh, God.
And
what,
never
first time suggested it?
Could have had two Shin babies in that time.
No, Shin babies mature at a faster rate.
Oh, okay. Faster four Shin babies.
All the Shin babies.
A whole swarm of the motherfuckers.
These space think ate the Shin babies?
Because they're part psychic grasshopper.
Shins, my god.
You know,
a plague of shins upon your house.
Just the last 30 seconds has made this whole video thing worthwhile just to be able to see Mickey's face palm.
The redness is nice as well. Just imagine, though, if in, like, during the Dust Bowl time, if Holmes would have been attacked by Shin babies instead of swarms of locusts.
Oh, we are not quite there yet.
The Grapes of Wrath, but with bug men.
Why are they riding motorcycles? I don't know what's required by the series. They're eating our crops.
Okay, Paladin.
All right. I manages to escape from the Institute of Super Science using the latent Kamen Rider energy in her uterus.
You know, you never know when that's going to be handy.
Intro quote? This just is not getting any better.
Well, it's getting closer to the end. Doesn't that count as better?
It only goes down from here.
It's okay. I brought my uterus.
Okay. So, common uterus, yes.
This time, Shin catches up to his girlfriend and father just as the CIA team moves in again, and this time they want to kill him off. Also fighting with them is Himuro, who opens fire on the trio and badly wounds Ai. Before dying, Ai begs to Shin to take care of their child, who will somehow survive even though she's dead, through methods they don't bother to explain and won't matter, so we shouldn't care.
Probably by the latent Kamen Rider energy in her uterus.
Is this like the alien moment, yeah. Like where the locust baby thing comes crawling out of her uterus?
Moving on.
It's funny you mentioned that.
They probably need to just get out of there because it's haunted too.
Sweet
little baby haunted uterus.
Oh man,
does anyone have any grass?
Oh.
Okay, please keep going.
Okay, Shin transforms to Kamen Rider form again and murders Himuro to avenge his love's death in pretty brutal fashion. And the level 2 cyborg soldier appears to attack Shin again, and this time the Kamen Riders participate in one last fight. Thank God. At first, Cyborg appears to have the upper hand, but eventually Shin overpowers the monster and performs a lethal finishing attack.
Finish him!
Fatality!
Game over. User wins.
But he was playing on the Super Nintendo, so it had green blood.
Yeah. That was a sweat.
Yeah, it's the most infamous image from Shin Kamen Rider.
Yes.
Yep.
Tearing head off and holding it up with the dripping spine hanging off.
Sweet, so it's like Sub-Zero is finishing.
Nineties!
Yes.
Sorry. Pretty much.
But they're not done yet, because it's a bomb.
Of course it is. And, you know, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Wait. Oh, you mean in the movie? I thought you meant the movie. I'm sorry.
Either or.
Technically, we mean both.
Oh, okay.
So Shin escapes the bomb and carries his dead girlfriend out, only to be captured by the CIA goons again. And the dying rocket launcher chick uses the launcher one last time to let him escape and probably kills his father in the process. I really couldn't tell and didn't care to watch it again.
Neither does the movie.
So Shin and his unborn Kamen Rider child are able to escape and leave the door open for a sequel that will never fucking happen.
Thank God. Well, no, but you left...
No, not a sequel, a series.
They're still the best. They're still the best part when he does escape into the sewer.
With the floating baby.
With the
floating... With the ending credits.
Yeah.
Floating baby?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part locust.
Well, the floating fetus.
Tasty.
It looks delicious.
Some fish sauce, and you're good to go.
Like,
he just nods
across
okay,
like a ham with like a crab. And you like crack it open, and be full of juicy ham. That's okay. Kind of the impression the whole locust baby gave.
God.
Wow. I am so sorry I missed this. That's just
no. You know, like,
was the end.
I'm about to post the best part to Twitter.
So yeah, that was wow.
That was Shin Kamen Rider.
It certainly was.
Paladin, why?
We hate you.
He hates
so
us
much.
But I know that's why.
It's personal revenge for Armor Heroes.
It's justified.
Well, can't argue
See,
that.
It was better than Armor Heroes.
Stuff happened.
Happened. It took a while, but stuff did happen.
And Godspeed Love.
And Kuga.
Now, see, Kuga's good if you'll actually watch more than just the one episode.
But I watched more than one episode. I watched the episode right before it, too.
Well, watch the one before that.
Well, the one before it was even worse than the one we were supposed to watch.
Well, and watch the one before that one. Look, start at the beginning, watch the whole way through. Then it's fine.
I refute thee.
Or
he will send a
plague.
Shin locust.
Wait, what? You're cutting out.
It doesn't matter. No one cares.
Have we lost everyone yet?
No, amazingly not. You still have more than twice the number of normal viewers as I have on.
Well, they're logged in, but they're not sitting at their computers. They've walked away to go do something else.
They're like, fuck this.
They've gone off to go get some booze or pills.
Or both.
Or both. aspirin, vodka.
What I really like is that
proxy
on
accounts
side,
from us.
On my side, Ken's video froze at this look of utter revulsion.
That's awesome.
So
are you sure that's not the video?
That'd be hard for him to hold that pose for a long time.
That's good to know.
Should take a screenshot of that for the funny.
Yeah, it just. Meanwhile, it just looks like Ken's over peering at the back of Hey Mickey's head.
Well, that's it. Okay.
Like that?
I still there?
Yeah.
Do what?
You're good.
Okay, I'm still there. Okay.
Everybody has video on my end. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
Has the hurting stopped? Is that it?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, what Ken put on Twitter now?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, let's find out.
There's your locust fetus.
Oh boy. Yeah. So.
Whoa! What?
There you go, JD. It's all you need.
Oh, look, and Shin is shirtless again. What a surprise!
You have the impression that's like a director thing. Okay, and then you're gonna be shirtless. Yeah. Why?
Okay.
Because.
Well, it will serve him well in his upcoming career.
Puts this on the rear.
Yes, please.
Ah, so it is like Rick Medina. Yeah, now see, when they adapt Shin into English, Rick Medina should play Shin.
No. What? No, the adaptation of Shin should involve cuts to the RX suit.
Yes!
Because, I mean, come on, they did it with the other two 90s movies.
That's true. I guess they couldn't find a place to work in Masked Rider ripping out somebody's spine.
Spine. Yeah, there's not really much workable footage in Shin. Or him tearing the scientist apart.
Yeah, I mean...
The super scientist did kind of deserve it. It was kind of a douche.
No, they just, like, added a Rider kick into it.
Yeah.
Rider kick!
Okay, so... Wow. I'm just...
So the question now is, where do we go from here?
And you guys have done 100
down.
Of these.
Yeah.
Never really been anything quite like this, though.
Well, that just goes to show. Palton doesn't have to pick anymore.
Yeah, all right.
You might have picking disasters.
Well, Kiva turned out fine, didn't it?
No, not really.
I wasn't here that week, so...
Yeah, that's why.
Plus, it's Kiva. It's never going to turn out well.
Mm. I don't know. I thought Kiva was okay.
It's certainly not the most offensively Inoue thing Inoue has done.
No, that would probably be Fies.
That would be the Fies series novel.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, where Kai becomes a rapist. Yeah.
And then, of course, a close runner-up is Ryuki's episode final.
So I've heard.
That's very, very, very Inoue.
Except Ryuki wasn't Inoue, was it?
The episode final was.
Ah, true.
That was the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, conveniently also the title of the last episode. Just for confusion.
Well, but Inoue.
Well, we've done 100 episodes of this show.
That's amazing. That's just...
It's terrible.
It's like willpower. You guys would all be Green Lanterns. You know, just that willpower to go through 100 of these.
No, I think it's Gray Lantern.
Black Lanterns?
No, it's Beige Lantern.
Beige.
Beige Lanterns.
The emotional spectrum of meh. Whatever.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, I think next week we're doing Oh, It's Wonderful that we decided on before.
Really?
Sounds right.
Probably.
No, it is finally out now.
Unless Ghost Ship comes out.
Yeah, I mean, we could put it off a little while longer.
Just keep putting
like
it
forever.
Off.
However, Oh, It's Wonderful essentially is the ultimate cake boss trolling.
It does have some nice things in there.
A lot of cake boss. That's always good.
And a good moment from Seth Tanaka also.
Will it remind me of when I liked O's, or will it remind me of the fall?
Well, it's essentially cake boss trolling someone who's been dead for 400 years.
Nobunaga?
Like... No, not Nobunaga, thank God. But, oh, God.
Kogami's just going to keep reviving Nobunaga, just to keep trolling him over and over.
It is not like when Eiji became this unbearable emotional thing.
Thing?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of thing is that?
But you know how... It's like, in those like last 8 episodes ago, I couldn't stand AG most of the time, eventually. It's just, but he's more bearable
it's
here.
It's just, but.
You're not I'm using not, a lot of words in this sentence.
It's hard to describe because
Ozan salmon is fucking toast with the onions, yes.
But Timothy's question, will it remind us of the good times of O's or...
No.
The rest of O's.
It's a decent movie.
Have you answered
the
question?
Answered the question, which leads me to believe the latter half of O's is what's
yeah. Well, that would seem to be.
Well, it has a lot of.
Hello, kitty.
It has a lot of.
Cat.
Kobayashi Edo period fan wink.
So what do we want to watch? Movie?
It depends on how you take that. More or less. The O stuff is decent. It's nothing spectacular besides one cool thing towards the end. And there's some cool character moments.
Barricade is saying in the chat that O is wonderful and embodies everything that O is, but that doesn't really answer the question either.
No, it really doesn't. I mean,
this is like an exercise in non-description.
Well, of who's saying that?
How many words can you use and not describe something?
Okay.
It's not AG when because the thing that annoyed me the most towards the end was the fact that they rushed everything and that AG was unbearable, more or less. Neither of those are really here.
Okay, so instead of Oh, it's wonderful, what are we going to watch next week?
Let's hope Ghost Ship is out.
I'd suggest, but I'm banned now.
Yeah, so what can we have if Ghost Ship isn't available?
Well, what haven't we done?
I don't know.
Oh's Wonderful is this comment in chat by Shadowbreaker. Oh's Wonderful is better than the O's half of Movie War Core. A Root Canal is better than the O's half of Movie War Core.
The O's Finale is better than the O's half of Movie War Core.
Yes.
Fire says audience decides. I say let's go with that. These people stuck with us throughout the evening, so they should get to pick.
Audience decides. So this
the audience can't agree on anything.
Why should we listen to them? They clearly have no taste.
And watch it plummet.
Well, Fortmax makes a good point.
Well,
okay, audience, give us your suggestions.
What do y'all
see what we hate.
See what we hate. What always?
No, that's not what I said. But see, now nobody's suggesting anything, so this isn't going to work. You know, Barricade suggested some Go-Onger, but we've done that not too long ago, didn't we?
So, what about the opposite of that, RPM?
Well, we're saving Go-Onger for the second musical episode.
Yeah, that's true.
After Teenage Alien Fighters. Oh, God. Guyver.
Well, I think maybe we're about, yeah.
Do we even still have access to Alien Fighters, or did that disappear in the Mega Upload disaster?
I think that went with Mega Upload.
Gee, what a shame.
Truly a lost society.
Yeah.
We lost so much in that tragedy.
So I think like there are three or four episodes up on the I think the cookie jar site or something.
We've done Gecky Ranger multiple times, actually.
We've done two episodes of Gecky Ranger. We can't do that.
I thought we did just one.
Hyper Kabuto Battle DVD.
No.
Pollux, what do you think of the sad people trying to decide on something?
Let's let the cat vote. No, wait, he'd probably vote for Gecky Ranger.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's see, what haven't we done?
Haven't done Magi Ranger.
Well, we did Magi Ranger versus Deka.
Yeah,
we
but Magi Ranger proper.
That's kind of like doing Magi Ranger.
We haven't done Blade.
Well, there is a good reason for that.
Blade is a slow burn, basically.
Yeah. I mean, even more so than you have to watch a lot of Blade to
appreciate
really
it, like
that Blade.
Like Kuga.
But even more so.
Agito is probably the same, then.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do Kabuto stuff, because I'm sort of watching it now. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
We could go back.
Well, you're already up to Gatak, right?
Yeah. Even but this is just in the Hyper Battle video, and I don't really want to interrupt my flow.
Well, even some of the earlier stuff would be good, too. On Kabuto.
Of course, you ended up not liking Drake.
Mm-hmm. Well, or we could pick something from Black. I mean, it's fully subbed.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
I could.
Your mom is fully subbed.
Your mom is up for Black.
Your mom has a black box.
Decade.
No, I kind of like that idea.
Yeah. Kamen Rider Black would be good.
But what part of Kamen Rider Black?
Well, that's Fort Max's problem to figure out.
Yeah, no.
We can always just start it.
Hey, no matter what, he's bad as this.
That's,
go with probably first Shadow Moon episode.
Well, it makes sense by itself, though.
When has that stopped us?
Well, that's why we're not doing Blade or Agito, you know. It's got to be something
it's
we can
show us. It's pretty episodic. So,
Ninja Turtles versus In Space.
Yeah, we were going to do that at one point, but we like had to put it off because a movie came out the same week.
Well, yeah, and now that episode has gone away with Mega Upload.
Is it? Well, it's on Netflix, though, isn't it?
Well, but half of you don't half of the people here don't have Netflix.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Cheap.
How can you not have Netflix? I don't know how you live.
I live with torrents.
Let's pirating.
It's all your fault, then.
Let's feel it.
We'll do an episode of Black Fort, Max. You can pick one and email me the link for it sometime before Friday.
Okay.
See, I like that. Let's let the audience decide. Fort Max, you pick.
Well, we've been screwing with our audience for 100 episodes. Why stop now?
Ha 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 ha.
Well, the barricade does make it. Have y'all been time forced at any time?
We have not.
Yeah, we did the Battleizer episode.
All right.
That doesn't count.
Didn't we also? We also did Quantum Rangers introduction episodes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Where they launched their dinosaur back in time for no reason.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Time Force.
And then you know, he tried to throw Wes off the cliff into the lava.
Yes, Kitty.
Trying to muck the shit out of him.
Kitty says, "Gicky Ranger."
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Time Force today. That was exciting.
Yeah, Spike McLean points out, "We proved we were less trustworthy than Fort Max. How messed up is that?"
Wow.
We love our audience, clearly.
Now, we've done Lost Galaxy once before, but we haven't done Ginga Man.
How much of Ginga Man is available?
But most of it got nuked.
I tried to watch one episode. I remember I fell asleep in it, so...
It's
still probably better than Shin.
Lost Galaxy dub in Japan got better ratings than Ginga Man, if I remember
right. No, I doubt that. Channel.
If sub for can ever be turned up, because I know there's one somewhere, somehow. We should do Go-Go 5 sometime, but... Ginga Man versus Mega Ranger was always pretty good, I thought. But I don't know if it's anywhere.
Gaussol did that, but I'm not sure if that's.
Oh yeah, they've been redoing all those.
It's up. They have a torrent.
Yeah, Gaussol's been redoing all the Versus movies.
If only they would finish redoing Gal Ranger itself, because I didn't manage to grab episode 51 before all the direct downloads went away.
Well, they have. They've been re-uploading all the. They've been putting up V2 torrents. They have like.
Yeah, but they're not up to the last 10 or 11 episodes yet. That's why I'm saying they need to hurry up and do that so I can watch the end of the series.
We'll just watch the end of Wild Force. Be the same thing, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Except with worse acting.
And Rick Medina.
It has Rick Medina.
I repeat.
And I think he takes his shirt off, too.
Yes, he does.
But, you know, that's his major acting talent, removing articles of clothing.
Oh,
we
God.
We do need to do Car Ranger at some point.
Yeah, I do want to do Car Ranger.
Why have we not covered that yet?
How much of it is available?
Still. It's enough.
All we need is one.
No, we've got some possibilities for the future.
Actually, we might want to wait until Signalman starts showing up.
You mean Traffic Deneb?
You know what would be nice? To just do the, if it ever gets subbed, to do the pizza episode also, again.
The Car Ranger version.
The Car Ranger version of tossing your salad.
Of course, what we really need to get subbed is the Starfish Hitler episode.
Oh, somebody needs to actually sub X.
Or just that episode.
Yeah.
I'd settle with just that episode. It's not like there's anything else in X worth watching.
That's true. Maybe. Nice. Well, there's Aunt Capone.
Use your connections to make that happen.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we got somebody here who's got hands in every fan subbing group except TV Nihon. We should be leveraging that.
Why would they listen to us?
Not
because you have your hands in them. Like, twist things around.
I hope you at least paid them the nickel first.
I hope you put on a glove. Okay, so next week we're doing some episode of Kamen Rider Black.
Okay, Fire says that somebody has been subbing eggs.
Who? They gave up. They released like episode 6 over a year ago.
That was Order Zeronos, wasn't it? Yeah. They always give up after the first like 6 or 7 episodes. Every series they start, they give up on.
That's worse than, well, TV Neon.
Well, yeah, at least TV Nihon eventually gets back around to it.
A couple years later.
Whenever
something else starts.
They're finally onto the last disc of Die Ranger this week.
They're trying to finish up all their things that apparently aren't Mega Ranger.
Apparently, Jew Ranger.
I want the freaking Neji Rangers.
Yeah, really. Or just anything past episode 26.
Yeah. Like the second half of the entire series.
That would be everything past episode 26.
Okay,
but anyway, do what?
Die Ranger would be good to watch some more of, too.
Yeah, we'll have to find another episode for dicks.
We'll see if they're like that for the entire series.
Well, I mean, I don't think there was anything quite like telling the poor child that his dead mother was waiting for him at the airport. There was nothing else quite like that through the series, but we could probably turn up something.
It was a train station.
Well, whatever.
Airports are like train stations. Just without flying tubes of metal.
So they're like your mother, then?
Well, they do have a lot of people coming and going in them.
In and out of the hole.
And you have to buy a ticket.
All right.
Okay, so... Well, that will be the end of our 100th episode, Very Special, which entirely lived up to its name.
It certainly did.
We'd say we're sorry, but hey, it's superhero time.
You should know better by now. But we would like to thank all our viewers who stayed with us for the entire 3 hours.
God!
I'm so sorry.
that actually sounded genuine.
Well,
I sound more sincere when I'm drunk.
It was with the bless your heart tone.
And getting to watch Mickey progressively get drunk, more drunk and drunk throughout the night.
Yeah, well...
That's how I've got through 100 episodes.
For whatever it's worth, this turned out exactly like I expected it to.
Nice.
Well...
So see you guys in another 100 episodes.
Yeah, because we're definitely not doing this again before that.
What if we do the musical?
No, we're not doing that on video.
No.
Not? Okay.
I say the next musical we all have to sing.
Okay, Paladin's disappointed now, but he's the one that didn't want to do video.
Okay, Paladin, here's the deal. We will do the musical on video if you get up and sing and dance.
No, the next musical we're all singing.
Singing and dancing is required. That's just price of entry.
Yeah, we'll do it on video on that condition. So think about that. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us for 100 episodes. I don't know what is wrong with you, but we'll see you next time.
Matt. There's something wrong with you guys.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Whoopee!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.